spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us in socialism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Good evening, chat, or good night, maybe, depending on if you're joining us down under. Late afternoon, of course, U.S. time here over in Europe, around, 11:09? Something like that, 23:09. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. Henrik back with you again. It is another Friday, if you believe it or not. Flashback Friday, as always, as the name implies. We do that on Fridays, 5 p.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Central European time. And we have loads to get into today. A lot of topics lined up. Lana won't be joining us today, but we have some great guest hosts with us from Kanukistan, up north of the border here. We're going to get into that in a moment. Just want to give you guys a heads up. We have actually an interview. Can you believe that? We haven't done interviews in like forever. We haven't forgotten about that. That's coming, by the way. But we do have one here coming up a little bit later tonight, probably. We just edited it, so it's with Emma from Down Under on the lockdown situation over in Down Under in the in Australia. Complete madness. We haven't covered that in detail. So this interview, about an hour and a half, goes through a lot of the stuff that's happening in Victoria right now. We have a lot of information to go through there. So heads up on that. That's coming up a little bit later tonight. And then we also have a members exclusive video coming up, I think probably tomorrow, up on the members website, exclusive Lana's doing for redicemembers.com. Check that out. A little bit of a critique of younger generations. That'll be good stuff as well. All right, folks. We have with us here Raging Humanist, and I do believe Ed Derek has joined in with us as well from the road. Hey, boys, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you? Sorry. I mean, not as good looking as what you guys are used to on Friday, but what I lack in my face, I try to make up for in righteous indignation and, you know, spitefulness. So
it's always a pleasure.
Derek's still on mute.
Always yes, a pleasure. Always a pleasure having with you, of course. And Derek, if you're there, say hello. There we go.
I didn't want to take it off mute because you probably hear the truck in the background. But I'm not going to stay too long. I'm actually headed up where the internet doesn't work.
So, nice. Tell us what you're doing.
He's on his way to Rideau Hall. Come on.
Don't start those rumors. No, I'm. It's open season right now, so I'm going on a turkey hunt.
Mm. Fantastic.
Like I said.
All right, thank you.
I guess that's kind of close to what Rage referred to there as well.
All right,
open season on turkeys here in Canada.
All right.
Well, anyways, you guys have a good interview. I'll get out of your way and get the sound back to normal.
Oh, no worries, man. But thank you for joining in, saying hi at least. Have a great time hunting those turkeys.
Thanks. All right, cheers,
man.
Guys.
See you later. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. All right.
Good luck with the turkeys, Derek.
Turkeys. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Awesome.
He's going turkey hunting. We're joking, Cesus. Calm down.
So how are you doing, Rage? Everything good with you otherwise?
Yeah, I'm good. I mean, I wish I could flash back into a Friday from the 1980s. The guys were enjoying your Miami Vice color scheme. And I'm like, that is, yes, I'd like to go back to that. Those Fridays I would much prefer. Also, I need to hire your graphics guy.
Yeah,
those were great.
That's me.
Oh, well, there we go. Yeah. Dance for shekels, Henry. I don't know what you want me to do.
Just send Lemon in the chats and we're all good.
Very good.
All right. Well, good to be with you all, guys. Thank you again to everyone joining us live here, of course. DLive.tv, a couple of ways to join in today if you want to. Of course, as the lower third says, it is episode actually 96, October 16, 2020. Lots to go through. But yes, DLive.tv/RedIceTV. That's a great way of joining in. We read anything from, what is now, Diamonds and Up on the air, and you kind of see it pulled up on screen as well. Also, EntropyStream.live, I believe that's up and running. Double check that. That's another great way of joining in. I see a couple over there already. We'll get to those. But yeah, a lot of things going on, Rage. I mean, from the mass pushback on the censorship, we'll get into that. The situation in South Africa, very, very tense with everything happening there. Mm-hmm. I know there's some stuff in Canada. We'll talk about that. And just latest here, too. I guess we can cover this real quick first, and then I'll get to some of the super chats. But we had some enrichment here in France striking over overnight. A teacher was decapitated in a gruesome terror attack, Islamist terror attack near Paris. Did you have time to see this yet?
I did read a little bit about that. It's almost like, hey, we're still here in case anybody forgot. We're still, you know, cutting the heads off of people at random for no reason.
I was just talking about that the other day, the other show. Like, it seems that they can turn on and off this like it's a faucet or a spigot, you know what I mean? And it's like it's been awfully quiet on this front. Now, initially, they did report that he was from Algeria, I believe, which turned out to be wrong. He's actually Chechenian. He was actually born in Moscow, 18 years old, who decapitated as far as we know, if this is accurate. Oh, no, that tweet is gone. See, this is why you got to take images of stuff. It was just about the information regarding the person. Yeah. It was a teacher, apparently, who was very pro-diversity and all these kinds of things. Oh. But that tweet is gone.
That
so I can't back that up.
It reminds me of, speaking of Algeria, Algeria is not too far from Morocco, I believe. Do you remember those two? I don't know, they're Swedish Danish or what they were. They're like, we're going to go show how loving and diverse and tolerant and, you know, everything they say about the Islamic world is just not accurate. And they had their heads cut off and, you know, filmed with their own phones and sent to their parents, Facebook Messenger.
Is that true? The last part?
Yeah. Yeah, that was, I can't remember when that was, a couple of years ago, but it was just like one of those horror stories, you know, and I remember another couple went to Iraq for similar reasons, also murdered ruthlessly and filmed and put on social media and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so, and I remember you, like, right. I remember right now, I saw the article, and I think it was like Forbes or something, like why single white women should visit like Afghanistan or something like that, or like Pakistan. Yeah. Was it like, okay, great.
It's like, it's like running through a minefield or something and being like, well, half of the field isn't mines, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but half of it is. So why would you go? Why would you go there? I use a Canadian analogy. I used to say, like, if I'm going to offer you a box of Timbits, hey, you want some Timbits? Here's 20 Timbits. Two of them are filled with arsenic, though. Are you going to eat any of them?
Russian roulette.
No, I would hope not. But I mean, it's 2020. It's Tide Pod season, so.
So this one was posted. Check out this screenshot here. Now it is pixelated, but it's still a little gruesome. A little heads up and warning here. But that's one that was posted a little bit earlier regarding the beheading of the person. And I think that was removed as well. I don't want to show that too long on screen, but yeah. So teacher decapitated in gruesome Islamist terror attack near Paris. A suspect has been shot dead after a knife. It was a knife attack. How about that? It was just a knife that attacked. Not a man, not an ideology, not a religion, you know.
Semi-automatic military assault knives are really the problem.
There you go. The victim was a teacher who reportedly recently showed caricatures of Muhammad in class. I don't know about that. Is that the reason why the tweet was deleted? It was not correct that he was a diversity lover then? I'm not sure. We'll see what happens on that front.
Could be bad for the narrative. That tends to happen. I mean, Twitter's even deleting stories. It was like the House Republicans' own website. That's fake news. We can't even have the wrong part of the government. Elected officials publishing things on their own website.
It's
like, no, that's also, I mean, they've clearly taken sides here. It's, you know, ridiculous to pretend they're not on anyone's, oh, we're just a neutral, you know, it's the Ministry of Truth. It's the big tech technocracy. We all know who they're in bed with, and it's not us.
Nope. We have some, finally, Josh Hawley from, what is it, Missouri, I think, or Wisconsin, something like that. And Ted Cruz, of course, Josh Hawley did a short little press conference, but it's like, this is late. I mean, this is late. This is late. This is 4 years too late, Reg. What are they, none of them have lifted a finger. This is how detached they are from their own conservative voter base, or the ones that are hit by the censorship, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. It was 4 years ago would be the time we go, okay, you guys, this is enough. You need to stop. You can't, you know, blanket apply your Marxist, you know, postmodern ideology to every, you know, and they started with Alex Jones, and they started with a little bit. And now it's just anybody who says anything out of line, you know, like everything else with communism, it starts a little bit. And then the next thing you know, you're, you know, arresting a third of an entire city and sending them off to a death camp. And if 4 years ago would have been the time, but now what are you going to do? It's so corrupt and rotten. It can't be saved. You got to tear the whole thing apart.
Oh, it's incredible. We'll get to some of that later. But yeah, here's another story here that confirmed. It's in French, though, but from Archive, about the assailant being from Moscow, born in 2002. That's how much I can read of that. Yes, Chechnyan, apparently. There's been some issues with Chechnyans. We had, what was it, the Swedish terror attack that severed Ebba Åkerlund? Was that Chechnya? It was not Chechnya. What was it again? What country was it? I forget. Kyrgyzstan or something? Yeah, there was a, this is like a few years ago now, 3 or 4 years ago. Do you remember the truck attack, right?
The trucks of peace. Another common sense. We need common sense military style semi-automatic truck control.
Uzbekistan. Thank you, Lemon Merchant. That's right. Uzbekistan. That's right. Yeah. One of the stands, you know, whatever.
Sounds like a Christian country.
Sure is. Philbert Applebag, do a couple of these chats real quick here. With the Diamond says, happy flipping Friday, y'all. Time for weekend. Thank you, man, for joining us. Always good to have you here. 41BMC with the Diamond says, free Kyle Rittenhouse, the Kenosha kid. That's right. I heard he was not going to have charges pressed against him, at least in Illinois, his home state. But that doesn't mean he's out of the woods, you know?
Those are the weapons charges. They're trying to charge him with carrying a weapon across state lines illegally.
Right.
And the weapon that he did have was given to him inside the state from somebody else, which wasn't even, didn't belong to him. So that, you know, that one got dropped at least. So that helps. But
yeah,
the big ones are still on the table. The murder.
Yes, exactly. And what was it that was... that was the other shooting, though, the other Antifa shooting, right? The Portland shooter who shot the Trump supporter, right? The Patriot Prayer guy. New York Times had this puff piece how they're like, oh, my God, the police brutally just killed this innocent anti-fascist activist for no reason whatsoever. Yeah. I don't know if you saw it, but it's just like, this is just sickening, the propaganda here, you know, and the covering for these people, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, he tried to pull a gun on police, so they shot him. That's, you know, that's what happens. I mean, I know it's a shock to the media that a white guy could be shot by police, but sorry to break it to you guys. It happens way more than it happens with, you know, white on black violence from police. It's actually quite common, and it's just the rule across the board, black, white, you know, fish person from outer space, little hat, big hat. You pull a gun on cops, they shoot you. That's
right.
What happens.
That's right. All right, a couple of more here. Played Plaid Babe Crystal. Maybe you recognize the username. With a Diamond. Diamond for the guest host, Rage. Well, thank you for that. I'll relay to you later, Rage. Thank you so much. RoboThink with a Diamond. I got an alert from DLive this time. Well, good. That's awesome. I don't think they're too nefarious. I think DLive will be a good, I don't know what your hunch on this is, Rage, but I think DLive will be a good kind of holdover until I hope BitChute picks up live streaming. What do you think?
I think so. I mean, at first it could be, I was kind of like, do they know what they're doing? Like, they know what they're getting into, because it was launched as far as I know, Justin Sun is the owner or the CEO, Tron, you know, cryptocurrency guy, that, you know, Chinese billionaire.
Yeah.
And, it was launched as a competitor with Twitch, you know, for like gaming streams and that kind of thing. But quickly that morphed into, the top earners on this site. You can go to Social Blade and see who they are. I think it's 7 of the 10 are political channels.
Yeah.
Fuentes, Owen Benjamin, you know, Vincent James, you know, all of these kinds of people. So it's like, they have to know that that's where their money, like that's what this has become, if that's what they intended or not. So unless they want to, you know, go bankrupt, you know what I mean? Like, this is kind of what the platform is. And it's, if they were going to do anything, they would have done it by now. It's not like they're not aware of what's, you know, what kind of conversations are taking place here, what people are saying.
I think what will happen is the same thing that basically happened with YouTube and a lot of these platforms. Yeah. Remember, YouTube was not establishment. That was alternative.
Right.
That was completely absolutely. I mean, that's what it was. The most fun, wacky, weird shit ever you could find on YouTube, right? You could go down these rabbit holes.
2011. Yeah, 2011 YouTube was like the best place to be. It was amazing.
Yeah, fantastic.
And, I think there's only 5 million users. I think I just looked it up because I was curious. About 5 million users on DLive, which is nothing. But YouTube has 2 billion users on YouTube. So there's a lot of room to go up yet. And there hasn't been a whole lot of attention paid to this place yet. But if that number reaches 100 million, 200 million, then you're going to see the ADL start crawling out of their holes. And
I mean, there have been some hit pieces already. But I think what they'll do is, again, to go back to that, what YouTube did is basically they piggyback on the alternative audiences. Those are the ones that, you know, watch it, which leads to ad money. Now, I know that YouTube have been bleeding money for a long time. But whatever, at the end of the day, they're going to make money on this thing. You know, just because they're covering so much of the market kind of thing. But yeah, so they'll piggyback on this. That, you know, they take the super chat money from all these people that they hate or whatever until they can just push them to the side and survive on the other audiences. And DLive will, I'm not saying they do that. I'm not trying to come down on DLive, but they're great so far. We're very happy to be here. And thank you for anyone who's watching from DLive.
Yeah.
But if the pressure becomes too much, they might do the very same thing and kind of like, all right, we have another, we have brought over the audiences here. We've made sure that, you know, we're the ones who are basically paying their bills. But by the time more mainstream audiences come aboard, maybe they'll push us out. We'll see.
That's possible. And I wouldn't be surprised. And like you said, then it's off to BitChute. And there's always going to be another competitor because, I mean, right now, look at the market. Like that's who's making the money. Obviously there's a market for this. So there's always going to be somebody else. It's like, I'll make that money. I'll take that 20%, you know, of all of these guys, I'll give them a place to talk and it'll just, you know, it'll keep going. But yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. It may and may not, but just because, yeah, they've been good to us so far and allowed us to say pretty much whatever we want. That doesn't mean it'll continue, but as long as it does, I'll support them.
Yeah. What was the post here? Let me read this. It was from, the Iconoclast said this. BitChute is being attacked from all sides right now. Our opponents won't rest until it has been wiped off the internet for good. The guys who run it are doing God's work against astronomical odds. They are literally fighting against the whole system in itself. And it says, I'm going on to donate to them today to continue their battle, blah, blah, blah. Please help out and stuff. But yeah, BitChute is, I'm not trying to say that they hang by a thin thread, but what BitChute is able to provide to everybody, that's a very thin thread, and that could be severed very, very quickly right now. So, you know.
Yeah, and even the Canadian government, there was that, what was it called, Plandemic? There was some kind of viral video going around. Yep. Basically, yep. A lot of common sense and doctors being like, this is nonsense. And it was banned from everywhere, as you'd expect, but BitChute kept the link up. And the government of Canada went out of its way to, hey, BitChute, take that down. Signed, the government of Canada. That's how afraid they are of this. It's like, that's crazy. They're going to go all the way to like demand. And the BitChute is based out of the United Kingdom, I believe.
Yes. Even worse. It's not even
within your country. Imagine that. I'm going to ask the government of some random country, some other country decides. Canada has a very inflated sense of itself, I think, sometimes because of geographically on a map, what it looks like. It's like the opposite of the Israelis. You know, tiny little country, huge amount of power. Wow, Canada's so big. We really don't. I mean.
No power.
We're calm down. We're more like Liechtenstein or, you know, Belgium, maybe. You know, I wouldn't.
Right. Yeah,
crazy with
the, yeah, it was,
the influence we have is limited.
What was it the UK was doing? Again, these are tangents here. I didn't mean to get into this, but it's an interesting conversation to have about BitChute. But yeah, there was since they're based out of the UK, they were going to do, and I forget what the term was. It was basically, video on demand platforms or something like that. They, you know, where basically anybody can sign up for an account and start uploading videos. That they needed a way for all the videos to be vetted through the government in some capacity, right? If it's misinformation, if we don't like it, if we, you know, then we have to be able to like come in and tell the platform what to delete and shit like that. So we'll see what happens legally with BitChute, but I would assume that'd probably be better off moving to like, I don't know, Iceland has proven to be very good for a lot of these things. WikiLeaks moved there and stuff. I don't know if it's going to be, you know, holding in the long run, but there are countries like that that might be placements for these.
I would, and what's interesting too is that Justin Sun is clearly, he's a cryptocurrency guy. I mean, they started their own Lino cryptocurrency here with DLive. So they're familiar with that. And if you recall, all the exchanges and Binance had to move several times. Anybody that follows cryptocurrency at all, like, because they would, you know, the state would come down on them and they got kicked out of this country. I can't remember. They were in China and then maybe somewhere else, and then eventually they found they're in like one of the in the Falkland Islands or they're somewhere, Cyprus maybe, like they've moved eventually, but there's always going to be somewhere to go. They could do that, just move all the DLive servers, I think, are in California right now, move them all to Thailand or something, you know, go somewhere. He's a billionaire, he can afford it, you know, if he wants to.
Yeah, that's true. All right, a few more of these here. Mr. Wright, good to see you, man, with a diamond, actually two in a row, thank you, three in a row, four in a row, there we go. Thank you so much, good to see you. As always, Mr. Wright, Spectra Lucens with a diamond, no message. Salosifer with a diamond, thank you. John Saksa with a diamond says, hail Red Ice and hail the Plaid Army. There you go. How many members is it of the Plaid Army now? Official card-carrying members.
We are legion. There are millions. You know what? I could, if I had to hazard a guess, I'd say, you know, maybe 1,500, 2,000, something like that.
Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, we're doing okay.
Nice. That's
internet. Awesome. We've got people in the States, South Africa. There's a few there.
Right.
Australia, New Zealand, Norway has a few. Sweden, I know a couple. The United Kingdom's a few. There's people. It's pretty cool. There's people all over the world. Primarily, we're in Canada, but it's not a, you know, for Canada entirely kind of thing. It's because we're all against the same. We all have the same problem, don't we? It's not a Canadian problem or an American problem, or it's a Western country problem, and we're all fighting the same giant, you know, what's the thing with all the head, the Hydra, you know, you cut off one and three more appear.
The Amish, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Those, they're butter churning mother. You know.
they'll stand in the end. Tapio,
it's the people that go to Sport Check and they go to the kids section and they get the smallest hats they have. Those guys. Every time.
Tapio with a diamond, thank you. Conrad Kurse, diamond as well. Always good to be here. See you too. Always good to see you too on the air. Well, thank you. Conrad, good to see you as well. Mr. Wright with a Ninjagini, thank you, sir. He says, your minimum wage, sir. There you go. Thank you. I appreciate that. Silosopher gifts a 1 month sub to Hassan D. Well, awesome. Thank you. Maybe that's some Turk posting here later on. Conrad Curse with a diamond. Great show with Tim Henrik. Rage should go on too. Yes, that's right. I did a great show with Tim Murdoch here just yesterday. First hour live and then second on his behind his paywall, whiterabbitradio.net. Might upload it to redhousemembers.com as well. He was kind enough to send me the file there. But yes, I do. We do have one story that came out from that show, and we'll end with that a little bit later. And I don't know if you've seen it yet, Rage, but I'll bring it up and we'll see. This is crazy stuff. Hassan D donated a diamond. Thank you for that, Hassan. Good to see you. Salosifer again, 1 month sub to Red Pill Lady. Thank you for that. Appreciate those of you handing out 1 month subs. Salosifer again to No More News. Thank you, No More News. Yeah. Good to see you, man.
Absolutely.
Black Philip of the diamond. Raging Humanists, thoughts on Trudeau's gun grab. Canada's crazy, Black Phillip says.
Oh man, where do I begin? Oh, just before I forget, if Joe Rogan, anybody else knows Joe Rogan at all? You see Henrik's set there? That's a set. Okay? This weird Klingon warship satanic temple thing you're doing. Yeah, this is how it's done. This is super cool, man. That's probably the coolest one on the internet anywhere. It's amazing. I'm nice. So jealous I didn't get it first. But the gun. Yeah, that was in May or April in response to, again, a mass shooting with more holes in it. It makes no sense. It's similar to the American, Vegas shooting. Doesn't make any sense. There's no explanation. The police are involved. The guy's, is he a cop? Is he he's dressed as a cop. He's got a cop car. Like, it's very, very, very bizarre. So, the next day they roll out. We're banning all of the scary guns, all of the rifles is what they want. They don't, they're not going after crime guns or, handguns smuggled into the United States. We want all of your rifles. That's interesting. Also, we're banning hate speech all at the same time. Also, we're going to give you mandatory vaccines. Hey, we're also building isolation camps all over the country at the same time. Nothing to worry about. Everybody go back to sleep. It's ridiculous. They said they were going to do a buyback. Well, we'll buy them. We'll give you $300 a rifle. Even that would be, billions and billions of dollars more than we can afford. And they're not going to do that because some of these rifles, that I definitely don't own anymore, thousands of dollars, $3,000-$4,000 a piece, and they're going to give you 300. They're just going to steal property. Yeah. There's never been a time in history, obviously, where a government has confiscated firearms and anything good ever came of that. It's terrible. China, Soviet Union, Cuba, it's just don't do it. It's not even like it's a good popular government that's trustworthy, and it's constantly lying, being caught stealing, giving our money away, ethics violations one on top of the other. Oh, and give these people your guns too? No thanks, man.
I saw your video on that RCMP, what are you hiding? This is on you. Mm-hmm. 5 months ago, 410,000 views. That was lit. Yeah. It took off.
Pretty suppressed after that one.
Yeah, I can imagine.
The other one I did with Omar Khadr wasn't even on my channel. That one had like 6 million views. But
oh, shit. Holy shit.
So it wasn't even on my channel. I have a copy of it there somewhere. But that one, I got 410, and then it just abruptly got leveled off after about 3 days.
Right.
Never went anywhere again.
And nope.
That was a few days after it happened, and I had some questions about that, and we'll never get answers to that. And if anybody wants to know, there's a couple other videos I did on the gun ban and stuff that's on there. So
okay, yeah, for more for people to check out. Thank you, Black Phil. Appreciate that. Cyber Demon with a diamond. My birthday's tomorrow, and Red Ice ban on my birthday's tomorrow, and Red Ice's ban on YouTube. RIP. That's right. It was, I think, yeah, was it? It was. It blurs together with the Facebook ban, but it was definitely at the mid October, something like that. So yeah, we've been off of YouTube for 1 year, and of course, just in a little bit here, we'll get into the mass ban and shit like that that's happened. I mean, and now it's like they're coming for everyone else now. Like everyone else is being rounded up now and pushed into the digital gulag, as it were. Right.
And they telegraphed this months ago. I mean, it wasn't a surprise. Yeah. They said months ago, when we get closer to the election, we're really going to have to crank down on fake news and, that kind of thing. And here we are weeks away. And, a lot of people fell for the honeypot. Anybody that follows me knows I am not a QAnon supporter. And I've since month two, this is nonsense. This is a honeypot if I've ever seen one.
Right.
And it is. Everybody that supported it, they did the same thing. This is the same MO. They did the same thing with the flat earth stuff. Remember this, around, when was this, 2012, I want to say, ish, the 9/11 truth movement was gaining a lot of momentum. It was everywhere. It was kind of the thing that was happening in, the truth before COVID, before anybody that's new, that's just figured out, hey, did you not know the world's insane? Welcome to the party, pal. Back then, it was the 9/11 thing. It had been about 10 years and things were starting to come. There was a lot of good information, a lot of facts, a lot of very verifiable stuff. Ryan Dawson was all over that stuff. And right out of the blue, overnight, out of nowhere, there's professionally produced graphics and videos and very convincing, if you don't know anything about science, I suppose, stuff about the flat earth conspiracy and all of this stuff. And everybody kind of gravitated into that. And I said, wait, where is this? This has money. This has influence. This isn't some guy in his basement. This all of a sudden just appeared on social media and it was everywhere. And then predictably a few years later, you know, YouTube says we have to ban the craziness. No more, right. You know, fake medical cures. No more flat Earth stuff, and no more 9/11 truth videos.
Yeah, they lump it all together.
They use the sweep to get rid of it, and they did the same thing just now with the QAnon stuff. They'll sprinkle in some real stuff. So now, just like with the 9/11 truth stuff, you go, hey, did you know that Mossad is responsible for 9/11? Have you seen this picture of Israeli dancing Mossad agents, the Kurzberg brothers, the money's gone missing? Oh, great. And I bet you believe in flat earth stuff too, huh?
You're QAnon, yeah, the satanic
the QAnon thing now is, have you heard about this pedophile cult? Have you heard about the, oh yeah, another QAnon supporter? So they sprinkle in, you know, some stuff that's very concerning and true, and then they pave it over with a, you know, a river of bullshit. And
yeah, I do have to say that I think there's a lot of genuine like sentiments and support that does also get roped up into it as it garner mainstream media attention. It serves that other purpose of like being it attracts then the people who are like, oh, they're talking shit about this. It must be something to it then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
they waited tactically till it has maximum attention right before the election. So now after it's banned, if it was really true, it would have been banned instantly.
Right.
How many documentaries of the things that we're not allowed to talk about have you seen hit the internet and are gone within 72 hours?
Yeah.
You know, a few weeks, and then you have to go find them. This was allowed to fester and grow for years. This is year three of this queue, and they waited until now to ban everything.
Yeah.
They didn't ban it because it was true. They banned it because it was a honeypot. It was a psychological operation. Now the supporters are even more convinced.
Right.
They're more entrenched that Q is the truth, and we're saving Israel for last. Remember?
Yeah. Well, what was it?
That was the stone. That was the nail in the coffin for me. I was like, I'm out. No, I'm out. No, this is nonsense. This is Mossad for sure.
Now here's some of the channel, and of course, as you say as well, a lot of the channels here was not all about QAnon. It was that they maybe brushed some of them have brushed up against some of it tangentially related or whatever. But yeah, so this is just the purge yesterday, right? Destroying the illusion, Red Pill 78, Praying Medic, Joe M, iPod, X22, Edge of Wonders, SGT Report. I know, Sean, that's good work. Space Shot 76, Woke Societies, Amazing Polly. She's also great. She does good work. She's been on with Lana a few times. Yep. Truth and RTV, Patriot Soapbox. I do see them on DLive, actually. I'm not sure much about the YouTube channel. Dustin Nemos, I think it is. And we know Stroppy Me, Just Informed Talk, Sarah Westall. And this is just a few of them. I mean, we're talking hundreds and thousands of videos, hundreds of channels.
And that's the crux of the free speech argument is here. When this started to happen, so they got Alex Jones and my pal there, Derek, who was here earlier, he had his channel taken away from him, you know, 6 months ago, 8 months ago or something like that. And no one sticks up for these people. They go, well, he shouldn't have said X, Y, Z. He shouldn't have said, that's not, you should be able to say anything. As reprehensible as is, I would rather people be able to say it so you can identify these people and go, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Rather than, because if this is okay, then maybe that's okay. Maybe we can ban this and that. And I said, there's no point in hiding and, oh, but my optics, I gotta, you know, gotta stay. It doesn't matter. They're gonna come for you anyway. You're all going to be called Nazis. You're all going to be called white supremacists. They're all going to come after every single one of you anyway. So holding back and trying to hide and get out of the way of the steamroller while it crushes other people around you and not helping to defend them is, I mean, I can't say I feel too bad for a lot of these people because, again, they some of those channels I know, they tried to do the whole, you know, oh, optics, man, you can't say this or that, even though it's true, you know, and now they're gone. Like, you know, and first they came for Alex Jones and I said nothing. And then they came for Derek Harrison and I didn't care for Derek Harrison. So then I said nothing. And then they came for me and there was no one left to stick up for me or, you know, to take that old about the, you know, was it the communists or something, that old I can't remember who said that, poem or something, but you know, you get the idea.
Yep. It's true. And there's been a lot of most, not always, but many have hung separately and therefore they can kind of picked off. Now, I mean, there are alternatives and I think that will pick up. I think this is good. I'm sorry to say, but let's just purge anyone that's interesting. And these people, I mean, YouTube is at this point irrelevant. I'm hardly on there. It's only I can find it absolutely only on YouTube, but I go out of my way to try to find it on BitChute and DLive. And I'm not saying everyone is like that, but there are options. There are other ways right now to reach out. And YouTube is making, just turning itself into cable TV. completely useless, mainstream talking points, narrative, you know, regurgitating garbage. And if that's what they want to be, fine. And there will be, as you say, massive, I think, business opportunity in actually attracting people who are interested in talking about politics, controversial issues, whatever it is. Anything that's not allowed on YouTube, that's traditionally, that's been the biggest audience for the longest time on platforms like YouTube, right?
Yeah. They're trying to, like you said, replace it with TV. I remember that started a few years ago. They wanted to call it YouTube TV or something. So they don't understand. Like, everyone left TV because it's bullshit. No one wanted it. So they're like, I'm going here where people can are allowed to, I can speak like a human being and listen to people that actually have opinions and wasn't written in a newsroom somewhere and repeated, you know, verbatim across 60 different news stations all across the country. So then, you know, the establishment is like, we'll just ban all them and then we'll put NBC on all the YouTube channels. Now, like, again, if you want to go find 9/11 stuff, the first 500 hits is MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CNN, BBC, all, you know, for everything. Kennedy, all of it, the Vegas shooting, all of the same thing.
Yeah.
Right. And now everyone's just going to leave and go somewhere else. And they're just going to go, well, then it's like, I remember when I was a kid, you'd play like street hockey around town and here in Canada, you have like, you set up the nets and you just play hockey in the street with a ball. And then somebody's like, you can't play here. I was like, well, then we'll just move down the street. Somebody else, well, you can't play here either. Well, then we'll just keep moving around. We're going to play somewhere.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
So, you know, what are you going to do? Ban the internet? They might.
There are other ways. Yeah. Throttling and control. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they're squeezing like fucking hell right now, trying to squeeze everybody out.
I think it's because they're panicking.
They're panicking. Personally. They're completely panicking.
That is why you see the propaganda and the fear is so cranked up to a million, because I think they're starting to realize they're losing control of the narrative. They don't have TV anymore. The internet's it's like Frankenstein's it's like the virus has left the lab. It's like Skynet gone rogue, and now they don't know how to stop it.
Yep.
And you see all these channels. There's more people than ever. Like, a lot of the stuff we talk about is almost mainstream in a way. 5 years ago, nobody knew who Jeffrey Epstein was or George Soros. And now it's like, my mom knows who Jeffrey Epstein and George Soros are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just people that are not into this kind of stuff are now getting to be aware of it. And that's a big problem. So the harder they try and push to scare everybody and say, oh, you know, that just, it's a tell to me that they're very afraid of where this is going.
Absolutely. No, you're right. Good point. Mr. Wright again with the Ninja Genie. Thank you. He says, be like a snowball rolling over every social media that allows us growing and growing as we roll. Good point. Thank you for the Ninja Genie. Really appreciate that. Roar with a Diamond says, I am drunk, hick, but I love you, I love you, guys. Well, awesome. Well, thank you for joining us, Drunk Roar. I appreciate that. Sounds good. Bill Hoover with the Ninja Genie says, no one ever asked Biden if he is going to acknowledge his illegitimate grandchild. I think someone approached him on him once and he got really irritated. I remember, I think we played the clip. Anyways, I don't want to talk about that kind of thing. But yeah, so he has addressed it and he snapped immediately at the reporter, Bill. But yeah, thank you so much for the Ninja Genie. I appreciate that. Spectra Lucens with a Diamond says, have you ever considered getting Dave Cullen on, Henrik? I did ask him actually maybe a couple of months ago and he was kind of busy. I don't know if he knew of Red Ice and stuff and I, you know, I commend his work and he said, you guys are doing good work and stuff. So I'd love to get him on, but he was busy at the time. So I don't know if he is just busy or if there's another reason, maybe a little too much of a hot potato. I don't know. But send him a message if you know on social media. Tell him you want to see him on Red Eyes. I definitely would like to talk to him. He does great work, though. So Computing Forever. He's still on YouTube. I think his days are numbered. I actually watched a video of his today. He was sitting in his car talking about just the insane COVID restrictions and lockdowns in Ireland. I mean, it's insanity. And I have some stories on that later, too. But like, they're pushing this second wave, more lockdowns. It's just we're right back into it right now. It's fucking
being telegraphed too. I forgot something with the QAnon stuff earlier. Like, my biggest problem with it actually your star pilot there in your chat said it. The Q seems to have the wannabe woke boomer. They were
right.
He was promoting QAnon, the Israeli military intelligence is promoting. They would literally say things like, "Watch the show. Trust the plan." Like that sounds like George Washington to me. Like, and then we told the King of England that we will stay on the couch and write him a nice letter and declare independence. And like, what do you mean? Like, you're admitting that the world is controlled by a cult, you know, a cabal, and but don't worry, we'll handle it. Like, Batman is going to come and save you. Like, guys, come on.
I think what happened there is, I think, even if it was genuine at the beginning or not, obviously it was just like, all right, let's just jump in on this. And we're Q now. And that's the thing with decentralized movements like that, that's, it's very effective because anybody can be a hub. Yeah, anybody can, you know, push information from it, but it can also be hijacked very easily, right?
The exact same thing happened with Anonymous and the Occupy Wall Street movement, if you remember that.
Right.
The guy, they started out legit and they got infiltrated by the FBI. They flipped a few guys and then the whole thing turned into a data collecting operation. They ran, they rolled up everybody. They arrested everybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been gone ever since. So, yeah, it's good in the beginning. And then I told everybody on my channel, I have a horn that I drink out of, an old, you know, like Viking style horn. I was like, if I ever show this horn broken, I've been compromised. That's all you know.
I have it here.
I'll somewhere. Just, oh, it's broken.
I have it here somewhere. There we go. Here it is. My good old track. I got this from my brother.
The exact same one.
Shout out to Frederick if you're watching. Thank you, man. Really appreciate it. Love your brother. That's the one.
That's
right there.
Literally the same one that I have.
Oh yeah, there you go. Cool. Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's all right. Let me
in the other room. I'd go grab it.
Let me do a couple of more of these here before we. God, I haven't gotten to any topics yet. Oh my God, I can't believe.
I know. It's just a money printing machine. Ninja Genies. I saw a ninjette there. They're gonna be a while.
Holy shit. All right, Eternal Boomer with a diamond. They have the rake. We'll sort this some of this out. Well, there you go. Thank you. Virginia Drifter with a Ninja Genie. Thank you. Apparently, the IRS will be putting did you trade / buy sell crypto in 2020 box on next year's taxes. There you go. Yeah, I know they've been trying to push for that for a long time. So I'm not surprised they're doing that. They're finally going after crypto. Now, part of that is kind of as crypto becomes then, I guess, legitimized in the sense that it's roped in, that could help to increase the value of it, but that could also help to destroy the purpose of it. So we'll have to see where that goes. But yes, I've heard that too. Thank you for the Ninja Guinea Drifter. Appreciate that. See Kyle with a diamond. Pyrrhus 777, a diamond, a Ninja Guinea, and a Ninjet. Holy shit. Thank you, Pyrrhus 777. I appreciate that very, very much. Thank you so much for your support, man. He says, with the ninjette here as well at the end, says, who wins a cage fight between Serena Williams and Michelle Obama? Also, have a good weekend, sirs. Well, thank you. I appreciate that very, very much. Thank you for the support. What do you think? Michelle Obama or Serena Williams?
Well,
interesting.
I mean, we know Michelle Obama is a man, so there's that advantage.
There is that. I mean,
I'm going to have to give it to Obama. I think, you know, just because, you know, you're born, you know, I mean.
Have you ever seen the YouTube channel? I think it's a YouTube channel. Maybe it's gone up, but Transvestigations.
No, that's a great channel idea, though. I think, of course, they're banned by now.
I don't know, maybe, but I think they covered both of them, by the way. So they're doing forensic, like, yes, trans.
I mean, I don't know much about the Williams, but I mean, I've seen some disturbing photos.
Let's see if Michael, I can find it.
Who calls their wife Michael? I've never been like, Bobby and I mean, Brenda, you know, clear. I've never said that. Have you ever called Lana Larry? You know,
no,
who does that?
Hey, Larry. Yeah, no, here it is. It's still, let me pull it up here. It's still up and running. I'm very surprised by this. Here it is, folks, if you want to watch that here. Yeah, Transvestigations. I guess this is a playlist, I think, too. But yeah, they go through a lot of people. And I'm convinced they did. I think they did both Michael Obama and also the Serena sisters, too. I think they did. But yeah,
that's hilarious.
All righty.
That's amazing.
More stuff to dig into. Thank you, Pyrrhus, too. I really appreciate that. Good comment. Thank you. Drops OSens with a diamond. Thank you. Fieldbird Apple Bag with a Ninja Guinea. Thank you. Using Monero correctly is the only way to send and receive funds anonymously. Need more privacy coins. Monero is, we plugged that many times. It's a definitely good coin. Bitcoin, of course, is not anonymous. If you know addresses and stuff like that, you can find out and whatever track or whatever. But yeah, Monero, good stuff. Look into it, folks. Black Phillip, a diamond. Red Ice guests on Killstream for election night. Red Ice guests on Killstream for election night. Yeah, I think so. We might be not only doing our own thing, but we might be busy. So it's all up in the air right now. We'd love to come on, but I'm not sure if we can do it. So we'll have to get back to that.
A lot of these are people that are from my channel. Guys, if you send him all your money and I get nothing,
we'll split it afterwards, Rage. So don't worry about it. All right, let me do a couple more of these here. I appreciate the support, everybody. Very nice. Very kind. Scott25 with a Ninja Guinea says, red pilled my mom by getting her culture of critique for her birthday. Fantastic, sir. Good job. That's awesome. Nevada Hunter, diamond. Thank you. The Rev Chad Kroger with a diamond. Hey, guys. How is everyone? PPCL. Is that an I at the end? PPCLI is the best.
Yeah. The Princess Patricia's Canadian Light Infantry. It's
Okay.
Regiment out here in Western Canada.
Yeah. Nice. Is that a real or like a No, it's an unofficial yeah. branch.
No, that's their name. The Princess Bridget was named after a royal. It goes back to
fans. Fantastic.
1905, something like that. I can't remember now.
All right.
I was from the Royal Canadian Regiment, so I don't. We hate each other. So
it's always that, right? Yeah. All right. Let me do a couple.
I'm not allowed
of these
to pretend
here.
I like them. I can't
let anyone know. All right. We have a couple here on Entropy Stream, and then we'll really dig deep into some of the topics here. I want to look at some of the videos here too. It's incredible, some of the stuff. Meme curatives will save us for three on Entropy Stream says there's no racism against white. There's no racism against white people. There's anti-whiteism, and the victimizers are anti-white. Racism is an anti-white concept. Racist equals evil white person. Using racist legitimizes the term. Yeah, and he continues here for a second one. More interviews like the good old days would be great. They often contain red pilling sections. Any chance you could take, talk to Frank Raymond again about STH. Yeah, Frank Raymond was actually interesting. A lot of people like that. Check out the archives on that, by the way. Frank Raymond, he was talking about like the properties or, you know, interest, like basically like he's not white. I think he's of Indian origin, but he was living in, maybe it was Canada or was it England? I forget where, or New Zealand or something. Anyway, but he had written books about basically about like white people's properties and what they do and like that they're different and stuff. It's actually pretty good stuff. Definitely check those interviews out in the archives. But yes, I would not mind having Frank Raymond back, and we haven't forgotten about interviews, ladies and gentlemen. That's definitely coming up, more of that. Just been in a little pause mode on that front. And then he concludes here. P.S. Viewers, please help promote Crucible, No White Guilt. Yeah, the book, latest book by No White Guilt. Definitely check that out. Crucible, good stuff. Thank you so much, Meme Curatives. I appreciate that. One more here. Lycan Warrior for 10. Thank you. It says, celebrating European heritage is now considered white nationalism. And there's a link here. I'll check that out, to Judicial Watch, which is, of course, what's his name again? Judicial Watch. He just got a position on... Was it Trump's? Not the cabinet there. Let me just put this link up here. Have you heard of Judicial Watch, Rage?
No, I don't. Maybe.
Tom Fitton. Bell, Tom Fitton, that's right. He had gotten some kind of position, I think, with the Trump administration, if I'm not wrong on that. But here we go. Yeah, federal agencies' European Heritage Celebration under fire for promoting White Lives Matter ideology. Jesus. God, this fucking thing is just incredible, isn't it? A federal agency that celebrates everything from Hispanic to African-American, Asian, LGBTQ, lesbian, blah, 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 culture is under fire for recently observing European heritage because it supposedly promotes white nationalism. There you go. With 70,000 employees and a whopping $12.8 billion annual budget, the Department of the Interior prides itself on being inclusive and diverse. So that means, no, you can't. That means you can't celebrate white people bad. And so that's white nationalism. Gee, I wonder, who is it again that's completely just singled out and targeted for these kinds of things? Remind me
again. It's the BIPOC. It's the black indigenous people of color are under attack all the time by everybody, mostly white. You know, it just even white lives matter. The hilarious part, it was, I love the it's okay to be white stickers, the posters everybody was putting up. Or who, and they freaked out. It was like, it's just basically like, it's literally a sentence printed on a page that just says it's okay if you're a white person. And even that is violently opposed. That's, I mean, it's like living in a George Orwell novel. It's like living in Animal Farm or something. Like, all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this paradox is insane. What kind of sane person can look at this and say, well, this is okay. You know, Ryan Dawson was selling shirts a little while ago. He says, it's okay when we do it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like, this is insane. And you try, but it's always the intellectuals, right? We're more educated, so you just don't understand. You speak a different language is all that is. It'll make you smarter or you know, different than me. You just speak different. If I came in here and spoke Swahili, you wouldn't understand a word I said. That doesn't mean I'm smarter than you. I speak a different language. These educated, liberal elite, you know, people. Well, you see, it's because socioeconomic factors. You simply just don't understand. You can grasp the technical. No, it's a double standard. It's very, very simple. It's very basic. You're trying to make it seem complicated, and you just don't understand because you're stupid. No, I understand fully. This is anti-white ideology. It's anti-white. It's in practice. It's everywhere.
I see
it happening. Like, again, look at South Africa. We talk about that more later.
Yeah.
This is just how it is. It's how it's been. And it's been getting more and more aggressive since, you know, the First World War and before that, when the term, you know, racism even really started making its way into modern lexicon. That wasn't even a thing. And when it is applied, You know, when somebody says it is someone is being racist, it's always the person perpetrating the racism is white people, always, every time.
Yeah.
And the only people that you can't be racist to are also coincidentally white people. So, I mean, it doesn't take a genius to see what this is, or at least it shouldn't.
Yep, that's right. I put the link on DLive and also in the restream chat in case people want to check it out. I have it, the first time I'm seeing it here, but yeah, I'm not surprised. But of course, this is one of the good things with Trump if he wants to end the very anti-white critical race theory bullshit, and we take the victories we can get. And if that could help to put an end to this kind of stuff, then yeah, that's great. That's fantastic. All right, so here's back to the QAnon thing too here. Wait a minute, did we cover? Yeah, that was the last chat there from Lycan Warrior. Thank you for that link, by the way. I appreciate that. So I don't think we have time to look at. There was a video included here. It's like too long. How QAnon is spreading unproven theories through the suburbs. But I also love how one thing I want to mention about it is that immediately they can just kind of they do a dumbed down one sentence, or if they're charitable, one paragraph version of what it supposedly is, where they cherry pick a couple of dumb things that they've heard from people like, well, prove that anybody who said what you said now is part of the QAnon movement, or that they're a card carrying member. They can they can even have their own agents in there for all we know, typing away, and let's dumb it down. Let's turn this into like a complete idiot show, and then we can just misrepresent it on media, right? That's what they do.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
So here's another one. BBC, YouTube moves to purge harmful conspiracy theories. More on QAnon, of course. Not a big surprise.
Harmful to who, exactly?
Yeah, exactly.
Harmful to who? That's what I'd like to know.
It promotes violence now. It promotes violence.
We think the government's bad. That's very harmful to me. Oh, the government? Yes. fuck you. I don't...
And I did, by the way, let me show this. I didn't show this yet, but Brandi Zadorzny, I forget how you pronounce her last name, but she's the one who wrote the piece there together with good old Ben Collins. Do you know who Ben Collins is? Yeah.
No.
I think poor everybody, F in chat for Ben Collins, who got, he was diagnosed with AIDS recently. So Brandi Zadorzny and Ben Collins, they're basically Antifa. They're Antifa, card-carrying Antifa members. And everything they write about is white supremacy, white nationalism, bad white people, blah, blah, blah. And it's all just defending violence, terrorism, if it's from the far left. But yeah, she ended her little thread on this here. People asking, rightly, whether this is a full Q ban. No, not technically, but it's working on some of the most viral Q content. Watching all the biggest Q videos and accounts drop like flies. You see, these people, this is what they get paid to do. They sit and watch Q videos and things they don't like. They get paid, in some cases, really well by keeping tabs on shit that they don't want to. They love to see it removed, and then they go snitch to YouTube. They have a channel and a foot in through the door, and they could just say, please remove this, take this away, and then they follow suit, right?
Yeah. I was watching, I don't know if you follow, Nick Fuentes was all over Tim Heidecker the other day for getting, he had another, popular YouTuber band. I'm not a big fan of the guy, Baked Alaska, but he's like, he went out of his way to snitch to YouTube because he didn't like him. So he got him banned, and Fuentes got onto his show, and he's like, Tim just tried to talk over him. He's like, but you just, you tagged at Team YouTube, at support. Like, what is your intention there? Obviously, your intention is to get this guy fired.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Fight account.
Yeah, like, I have no respect Vic for somebody. Berger. Do you know who Vic Berger is?
Yeah.
Did you hear about
Vic Berger? He's one of Heidecker's guys. This loser. It's I don't care if you disagree with somebody or not. I have zero respect for somebody that's going to go tell the teacher on you.
Yeah,
you
they're know? Hall like, monitors. They're little snitches.
We have ways of dealing with those.
And again, these are the people that they're backing up the fucking establishment. Mm-hmm. These are the people that they cover from pedophiles to far left terrorist extremism in the Antifa. Yep. And that's all fine. And in fact, if you bring up and you believe now that there's a problem that of course, and this is what Jeffrey Epstein showed, but even Jimmy Savile going further back and all this stuff, there's literally global networks of pedophiles. They're going to each other's places. They're hanging out. Mm-hmm. They're abusing kids and underage girls and shit like this. And if you believe that now, that's a harmful conspiracy. And if you talk about that, you could be booted off social media. That's the standards now.
Yeah, and that's what they kind of did with the QAnon thing. They let it run wild with people that don't. There's a viral memo going around Canada right now about Trudeau's plan for the coronavirus, the internment camps and the gulags and the rounding up and all of this stuff. And I probably 50 times people sent it to me like, guys, this is not real. This is Canadian QAnon. Like, do you think Justin Trudeau is sitting around like a Bond villain? explaining his master plan over the next 6 months? This guy's not told. He's middle management at best. The bankers are running this whole thing, and he's not like so in Canada, we had they were saying no masks, masks are pointless. The doctors were like, why would you wear a mask? It's not going to do anything. And then all of a sudden, on a dime, they just turn around one day. Oh yeah, masks. We've always Somebody obviously made a phone call, right? They're not privy to what's going on until they're told. Okay, now you're doing this now.
Yeah, you know,
there's no master plan kind of shit. So they gravitate towards this and make us all look ridiculous. And this kind of what I was like, some leftist probably wrote this to make all you conservatives look silly. And you're all freaking out about something. It's like, I thought about, you know what I'll do? I'll write a follow-up one with a similar account and I'll send that out there and watch them all freak out and go, guys, I wrote that. Right. It's a story.
Yeah.
It's not real. I just made this up. And so originally the QAnon thing started with the Podesta emails. Very real.
Yeah.
Very disturbing.
Very strange. And that's never, we never gotten any answers to that. What the fuck is that language about?
And, sorry, and you had, folks, you know, but... WikiLeaks on top of that. And there were some professional, like adult people trying to get into this. Yep. And then, you know, make way. Here come the boomers with their crazy, you know, over the top claiming this and that. And you know, some of these QAnon people were saying, Justin Trudeau's wearing an ankle bracelet. Trump's going to arrest him and take him to Guantanamo Bay. It was in the Q drops and all this stuff. Where's that? That never, none of this stuff is, it serves to make the rest of us look ridiculous. So then when anybody does want to talk about the pedophile cult or Epstein Island or any of the Lolita Express and any of this stuff, oh, great, here come the Q people. I bet you believe in flat Earth, too.
Yeah.
It's always the same.
Yep, always the same.
You have to be very diligent and very careful with what you choose to believe. Like, look at it.
Yeah.
Think about it for a few minutes before you go saying anything and look for proof. Like, this is just a guy saying things. Where's the documents? Where's the screenshots? Do you have anything? WikiLeaks didn't just put out a story. Like, here's John Podesta's emails talking in blatantly pedophile code about kids in hot tubs and all this kind of stuff.
Definitely.
That's evidence, right?
Pasta, pizza, you know, all these code terms and stuff. And it was in the weirdest context. It was emails to Obama. Yeah. We've shipped in 40,000 worth of hot dogs from Chicago or something. Yeah. Like, what? Wait a minute. What are they talking about here? You know,
it was like, at $100 a hot dog. That doesn't even make sense.
No.
How many hot dogs are you eating?
And then you had you did have the spirit cooking connection and Abrahamovich. Yeah. What was her name again? And all that shit. And they're into weird shit, right? It's just a fact. I wanted to play. I hope they didn't change it. I saw that the headline was changed here. Yeah, I saw this yesterday, and there was again more. Why didn't Trump? You know, again, whatever they tell Trump to, what hoops he need to jump through, he need to do that immediately, or otherwise something is wrong. Let's see if it's the same clip here regarding that they're asking him about the QAnon stuff. Let's check this out real quick here. That was one of their xylophone videos. Love those. I thought that they were actually playing the clip. Let's see here. Oh, and by the way,
monster out here.
By the way, one of the women behind Trump. Oh, here it is. Okay, here we go.
All right. The doctor, they give you a perfect answer. But they take a test, and I leave, and I go about my business.
Did you take a test on the day of the debate? I guess is the bottom line.
Probably did, and I took a test the day before, and I was always in great shape, and I was in great shape for the debate.
All right.
And it was only after the debate.
All right. This is the COVID stuff. I wanted to see the QAnon things. I'm sure it comes up here. Yeah, I think they changed the damn video, BBC. Let me skip forward a bit here.
That's the problem.
Oh, that's Biden.
I know nothing about QAnon.
I just told you.
I know very little. You told me, but what you tell me doesn't necessarily make it fact. I hate
to... and that's to his credit. At least he does that, right? It's like, well, I just told you that this cannibalistic, satanic network was eating babies.
Well, who the hell are you? Again, you're just a person saying things. That is not like, oh, well, a guy told me, so there you go.
I just told you what it is. Anyway, so he was, you know, he was squeezed on this issue, and oh my God, he refused to put it down, which means... And I think he knows that there's a large swath, as you said, the huge boomer audience there, which is like, you know, they're on board with some of this stuff, where they read it at least, or interested in it. They're Trump supporters, and for him to just completely throw them under the bus, that remains to be seen. He did that with the Proud Boys the following day, so we'll see if he does that again. But anyway, so he was squeezed on that, a couple of questions regarding that. And so this I saw too, in relation to that town hall they did. And remember, they did the town hall because Steve Scully, the supposed moderator of the second debate, ended up sending a tweet to, who was it again he sent the tweet to? It was the Never Trumper, right?
Blatantly. I mean, he's supposed to be the neutral, you know, anti-bias debate moderator. Hey, I'm just here to guide the conversation. Meanwhile, the guy is a frothing at the mouth anti-Trump guy as there can be. That's basically Biden's entire campaign.
Yeah.
Is Trump sucks. It's like, but you don't. Who are you? No, they don't even care. You ask a Biden voter what any of his policies are, like, yeah, but we're getting rid of Trump. It's like, so you would vote for Joseph Stalin then, I would assume. If the Moon's got the orange guy out of there, holy Christ. You know, this is why Mooch, people shouldn't be like Mucci. Voting should be, you gotta be at least 27 years old. You have to have paid taxes for 10 years. I don't know why I said taxes like that. You gotta pay taxes. you know what I mean? They want to lower the voting age to 16, 15. They would make the voting age 6 years old if they want.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
That is the target audience. That is the IQ level they want to dumb everybody down to. Jeez.
Yeah, Scaramucci. That's right. The never Trumper. He messaged him. Should I respond to Trump? And he thought it was a DM. Then he deleted his Twitter, claimed he was hacked, and then he came out. No, he fucking lied about it. It's like, this is the level of these people, and they're so incompetent.
This is why you don't drunk tweet, guys. Okay.
Anyway, and that it just reminded me of this, that it's like, this is how dumb it is right now. But it was some woman behind Trump in that town hall. And because of the fact that she was nodding too much, she was in agreement.
Yes.
That was a problem. Where is that here? Oh, shit. I thought that this was it. Let me see. There was a reply to this one.
For all they know, this woman has never listened to him in her entire life and sat there and he started saying things. And in her head, she's like, yeah, that makes sense. That's a normal human reaction. So they just, she's agreeing with something he said. That's why they're there. They're there to hear the candidates talk and, you know.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like, what is that? Is he not, people just, you must be robot. You must not move.
Yeah, here it is. I lost it here, but here it is. Yeah, look at this. Mark Siebel, right? And he works for Washington Post. He's usually, before he was with BuzzFeed News and McClatchy, right? I hope one of you is tracking down the woman sitting behind Trump on NBC and spent the whole hour nodding and giving thumbs up. Maybe she was paid. And they actually ended up doxing this woman just for being in agreement. This is how wretched outrageous and disgusting these people are. It's just incredible. But this is the media.
And they want to call us Nazis. You know, they're just Nazis. And I was like, you're treating us like the unwanted. Like, you people can't even just nod silently now.
No.
And they're
to be
tracked down. Why don't you just throw a gold star on her shirt too?
It's. I mean, this is an elected president.
Wonderful advice.
It's an elected president, and they're trying to act that it's wrong to agree with an elected with a sitting
like he's
president.
Osama bin Laden or something.
It's just these fucking people. It's insane. Absolutely insane. All right. Anyway, follow up here too a little bit in terms of we saw both Facebook and Twitter, of course, in responding to the story of Biden, the emails that came out, the Burisma bullshit, right? But also then you see the one about Hunter Biden sleeping with a crack pipe. It's like, what the fuck?
I'm like, who? I mean, there's so many things I'd want to say about that. There was another one.
This is basically
his Tinder picture. He's got like a leather vest on with his shirt open and sunglasses on. Cracked out of his mind, clearly.
Like
he thought that he looked good in this moment. And he definitely passed out later that night with a crack pipe in his mouth. And I mean, if you see somebody sleeping with a crack pipe in your mouth, that's going to get beat. That's a picture. That's going to happen. Someone's going to take a picture of that.
Yep.
It's hilarious. There it is. But they'll vote for or get rid of Orange Man. Like, this guy's literally over there selling out Americans and you know, to foreigners for money.
Yeah.
Smoking crack.
Or some said there was a meth pipe. I don't know. There was something, I guess
and
some
just,
people
he blatantly
know.
Lied. I mean, Trump was right about that too. On the debate, he was, you know, it's like, didn't you get kicked out, dishonorably discharged? Yes, he was. That's untrue.
That's
that
a
never
lie.
Happened. Yeah, he was doing blow. He got caught snorting blow and they kicked him out of the Navy. That's a fact.
Yep,
Joe.
That's right.
And no one, the media's not, he's willing to just blatantly lie about easily verifiable things. Well, that's a good sign.
Yep, that's right. So Jack Dorsey admits censoring of New York Post was wrong, but Twitter refuses to unblock other censored URLs. And of course, this is concerns to people like us who are using BitChute, right? They're still blocking BitChute.
Yeah.
There's multiple domains and just straight URLs that they've blocked for years and years and years. And all of a sudden, the Twitter team had to respond. That's the only good thing I can see coming out of the New York Post story, which is like, so now when it finally happens to a little bit of a bigger roller, I think New York Post is like the fourth largest paper in terms of physical copy circulation in the U.S. So it's a major, a major media outlet, right?
Yeah, it's one of the biggest newspapers in the world.
Yeah, so now they're going after them. They're just blocking. So, nope, that's it. And so anyway, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey has admitted that the social media giant's censorship of a New York Post story alleging Joe Biden's involvement in a foreign lobbying scandal was wrong. And they go through what the controversy was about. We talked about that. Numerous prominent Twitter users were also locked out of their accounts for attempting to post a story, and Twitter even blocked a link to the Republican, you mentioned this, right? The Republican judiciary website at house.gov that carried a copy of the New York Post article. After the firestorm of complaints and proposal of being dragged before another Republican committee, Dorsey acknowledged that Twitter had made a mistake. Straight blocking of URLs was wrong, and we've updated our policy and enforcement to fix. Our goal is to attempt to add context, and now we have the capabilities of doing that, tweeted Jack.
Add context to the blocking?
Yeah, it's a mistake. So that they'll still do it.
He get caught, you know, if nobody right. cared. If he's not like he's going to go back and go, oh, damn, I didn't mean to do that. It's only because of the uproar that you know,
absolutely.
New York Post is a powerful yep. organization.
Yeah, they're trying to save face. Cover.
Was
cover
it a mistake when you banned, you know, Alex Jones? And I mean, I keep bringing up Alex Jones, but he was the most he was the highest profile guy at the time that yep. they, you know, nuked off the internet, and everybody's like, well, whatever, Sandy Hook,
yeah,
you know. So, you know, it's like, well, if it's good enough, if you let them do it to anyone, then why can't they do it to you?
Yeah, no, it's
you
true.
Deserve the same.
As people pointed out, that why is BitChute still blocked? Right, even Fimpool said that. Fimtool, dude, you're blocking BitChute. Jack Posobiec, many other people.
Another, I did a video once about when he was on Joe Rogan, and Joe Rogan was giving him like a pass, and he's like, he's yeah. a young guy, and he's running this company. It's a whole lot of Joe. He's 45 years old, and he dresses like a 19-year-old skater. I mean, scroll up to the top. This is yeah, a 45-year-old man.
Yeah, that's true.
He has a nose ring.
Oh man. Yeah, dude. You're right. You're right.
Get a haircut. You're not the
get a
the
job,
lead
sir.
Guitarist at Blink 182. You're 45. You're 45. Why do I look older than him, by the way? Is it the baby blood he drinks? I don't understand. I age about a year a week, I think, at this age.
Do you remember,
I'm 34.
Do you remember that story,
look,
by the way?
Look at the difference.
He had this weird, the health, he was like doing salt baths and like going in and out of sauna every half hour, some weird new age shit. And he was like sitting in caves somewhere and doing like ayahuasca, I think, or something. But yeah. Maybe there's some other rituals he's involved in. But yeah, so this is just blatant. It's disgusting, the censorship. It's just like...
Yeah.
And so finally, we can follow up on this here, and let's listen to this a little bit. So finally, and I think that this is way too late. It's way too little too late and all this shit this has been done earlier. And in fact, even a year ago, both Facebook yeah. and Twitter was in front of a hearing in the Senate yeah. or wherever it took place. And blatantly lied. the
supernormal Mark.
The thousand.
Are you going surfing? Let me put an entire bottle of lotion on my face. He's an alien. He's not a human being.
He's a android, right? Isn't that what?
He's something.
He's something. That's for sure. But yeah, so basically, they've already been in front of the House, some committee, right? They've been under oath and they've lied under oath multiple times and bullshitting everyone else about what they're doing. The proof is out what they're doing. This New York Post article, of course, proves that. But anyway, here's Ted Cruz, and then I'll play a short piece with Josh Hawley as well. Listen to this here.
Stories from the New York Post.
Turn this up a bit.
Alleging corruption and the Biden family receiving millions of dollars from communist China. This is election interference, and we are 19 days out from an election. It has no precedent in the history of democracy. The Senate Judiciary Committee wants to know what the hell is going on.
Chairman Graham and I
have discussed this at
length. Watch out for her high heels.
And the committee today will be noticing a markup on Tuesday.
Oh, she was wearing a mask. A mask.
The CEO of Twitter to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee next Friday, to come before this committee and the American people.
Do it, Dad. Do it now.
Explain why Twitter is abusing yeah. their corporate power to silence the press and to cover up allegations of corruption. And let me be clear, I don't know if these New York Post stories are true or not. Those are questions Vice President Biden should answer. But Twitter and Facebook and big tech billionaires don't get to censor political speech and actively interfere in the election. That's what
they do, and they have, for yep. multiple years now. Even Google, yes. remember that? No, we don't Google. Have any blacklists or, you know, things that are hidden and shit like that. And the Indian CEO, whatever his name is, I forget his name now, but he was like, no, this is we don't do that kind of stuff. And he blatantly yep. lied in front of these hearings, you know.
And there's never any consequence. I want that happen for my campaign.
What's the
consequence? Is a thing again. How about that?
Yeah, right.
Google went and, you know, headquartered itself in Beijing. And Tel Aviv, like, how can you do this? Like, you're openly working with, we know how the narrative of the Israelis is supposed to go, but you're openly working with the communist Chinese government to censor American political, what?
Yeah.
That's the most anti-American thing I can imagine. And at what point do you go, I mean, where's the executive order? Stop it. Shut it all down. Well, but the optics, you can't. He'll look like a dictator and a tyrant. What's more important? Are you more concerned with how people will perceive you, you know, how what they're going to say, what your polling numbers are, or saving America?
But that, what, then, I mean, what, really, what happens is that then just some local boondock judge somewhere comes in and blocks it and stops it, right? That's happened many, many times right now. They just block it.
I suppose.
These executive orders are just like there's no power, basically. But anyway, so there's a little bit more here. We'll listen to Josh Hawley here too. But again, it's sure, this is great. Please go ahead, do it and whatever. But like Section 230, strip this right from these companies right now. Like, what are you waiting for? There's blatant censorship. They're taking advantage of that. They are a publisher. They're not a platform. This has been established now. They editorialize everything, right? If they don't feel that they agree with it, they censor it and they block it. But they get millions still in subsidies. They get special protection so they don't end up in trouble. But then they can do whatever the fuck they want. I'm sorry, but it's like, I'm so sick of this. And the fact that these guys come, oh, now finally something will happen. Like, they were on Capitol Hill last year, about a year ago, and they did the same exact thing and nothing happened. And look at it now, right? Anyway, here's Josh Hawley here.
I want to say that obviously I agree wholeheartedly with the chairman. Senator Cruz, I think taking this action is absolutely necessary. Last night, the subcommittee, my subcommittee on crime and terrorism, invited both Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg to come and testify. I think a subpoena from the judiciary.
What about Susan? Drag Susan there too, please.
Right? Absolutely.
Where's my money, Susan?
They never mentioned YouTube. I'm sick of that.
Even free elections and the attempt to rig an election, which is what we're seeing here by monopolies, is unprecedented in American history. They have a lot to answer for, and I hope that we'll subpoena both Twitter and Facebook. They should both come. They're both engaged in censorship. They're both massive monopolies. They should answer to the Judiciary Committee. They should answer to the full Senate. They should answer to the American people, and that's what this is about, and I look forward to taking this vote and hearing their testimony to the committee.
All right, so there we go. So at least they're doing that. But again, I mean, and that's what partially why the response from Jack, oh, it was wrong for us to, we didn't mean to do it that way. But they'll, I mean, they censored the president of the United States. They just like, nah, we don't.
I'm sorry, it was a mistake. Why? Because you get caught? Not because you have any moral background or anything resembling a human man with a soul or anything honorable whatsoever. It's because you get caught. Let's just admit it. Like, this guy should be removed. It should be like, get him out of there. He's not impartial. He's openly, he's acting in defiance and against the spirit of the very Constitution itself. How can anyone like that be permitted to continue doing what they're doing? How, this is like another form of terrorism, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's not blowing up markets or anything like that, but he's like, you're poisoning the discourse. You're creating division. You're creating, you know, vitriol. And the media, I've been saying this for a while, the media is the number one enemy. I mean, not the number one enemy, but they're just as guilty.
Oh, they're facilitating wedge drivers. They're throwing the gas on every fire that you possibly can. Yeah. They're divisive. They're creating hatred and violence and all kinds of shit.
Doing it for money, dividing everybody against each other on every single, you know, point they can find for money and for clicks. It's like, you're despicable.
Yeah.
You're reprehensible. Like, they better hope this thing never comes down, because I'd be like thrown out. What was it? You remember when they invaded Iraq? Did the deck of cards?
Yeah.
Ace of spades, junior club. Here's Anderson Cooper. Yeah, just go get them, boys. Go get them. $50,000 ahead.
Yeah.
Because there needs. You can't do these kinds of things and get away. What are they going to say? We're sorry. You're sorry. Half of America burned down. How many people have been killed in these riots? Because George Floyd. He was just a little boy. Riding his tricycle. He had an orange his mama gave him. He was peeling that orange in the hot, hot sun, minding his own business. And then the Ku Klux Klan police came in.
Yeah, for no reason.
He stomped his neck. He said, "Mama, please help me." "Mama can't help you now, boy." Yeah, that's what happened. That's what happened. Where is the Cannon Hinnon story? Where is any
Nowhere.
Of it? Like, you want to talk about police shootings? What was the name of the guy in, I think it was in Phoenix or somewhere. I can't remember the guy's name. Daniel Shaver, was that it? The guy who was on his knees in a hallway.
Oh, yeah. I know.
And they just blew him away. Yep. And, you know, like, but they pick and choose what they want, because they want the, you know, the violence and the craziness. It's like, you have an obligation and like a sacred responsibility to tell people the truth so they can navigate their lives properly, so they can tell right from wrong and make informed decisions. Instead, you're giving them poison and lies.
Yeah.
And then covering the violence that happens afterwards. You're worse than like ambulance chasing lawyers. There's very few things I hate more than media. A couple things I don't like more, like bankers, but, you know, the media is way up there.
I think it's, I mean, obviously, and if there's one thing that Trump really has accomplished to do, it is to completely help to discredit the media and finally kind of drive a nail into it. I think the majority of people, they understand. I mean, there is still a large swath that kind of agrees with what they're doing, and they don't care and all that stuff. It's all political to them. But a growing section of the population is like, the media is just, it's the worst occupation you can have. It's the least respected. Yeah. People hate these people. They're the worst liars and worms you can imagine, you know. And so that's a good thing because they need to be destroyed. And that's partially also why they're lashing out. That's why they're, you know, in cahoots with censoring everybody because any alternative. I mean, there's independent YouTube
tank. You know, what is the viewership of CNN now? 70-year-olds and people that are stuck in airports waiting for flights?
Pretty much. You know? Yeah.
Like it's just on in places like gyms. Like, oh, we're CNN, the most trusted name in news. I can't even say it with a straight face. No one's watching this. And then they go on YouTube and there's like people on YouTube. Like Tim Pool is probably bigger than all of CNN. Yeah. It's a guy in his basement.
Yeah.
Like that's hilarious that you've been defeated by people with like, I got this a couple hundred bucks.
And that's after censoring everybody virtually, right? Yeah. There's like if a handful of big creators left now, it's Conservative Inc. and centrists like Tim Pool or whatever. I just hope that they don't cut a deal now where they basically, leave Conservative Inc. alone, right? And just, the Ben Shapiro's can be there. The Steven Crowder can be there. But you know what I mean, though, right? And then
we don't
censor conservatives. The conservatives are still there. It's all fine. And then they pretend that all the other people they banned that never happened. That never existed, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see. Yeah. Anyway, a couple of shout outs here. Brad Gremba, 450. Thank you so much, Brad. Freedom Shekels. Good to see you, man. Always good. Thank you so much for your support. I really appreciate it. Always great to see you. Hope you're doing well, man. Everything going good with the horses last time, I think you talked about? You were at your farm, I think. Glenn Chinaman also for 40. Thank you, man. Really appreciate that. He says, regardless who wins, things won't go back to normal. Plan accordingly. I think that's true. I think that's true.
Yeah, I don't see anything going back to normal anytime soon. It's going to take a lot of effort. I mean, it took a lot of effort to bring it to this point. There's no just button or switch you can flip where things will just go back to normal. I keep saying like the masking and the craziness and the nonsense. I don't know if this is true, but I suspect that it is. There's a thing going around that the KGB did fear experiments on people where they just inundated them completely with, you know, fear messaging, you know, those isolated pocket communities they had in the Soviet Union that have no contact, the outside, just bombard them with craziness. And then after a few months, they couldn't tell reality from fiction anymore. And even when you confronted them with factual information, it was too late. They refused to believe it. Their brains are scrambled. So it's like, we're on month 7 of this now.
and
you're seeing it. People are like, look, the coronavirus is not deadly. 99.99% recovery rate. The mask seems to make you more sick than anything. It gets wet on your face. You're breathing in bacteria that's cultivating on there all day. They freak out. It's right there. The World Health Organization says stop doing the lockdowns. It's horrible for you. You just want to kill children. It's like, well, then how do we... And those are all the same people that are on the left that are anti-Trump people. The dividing line has just been like, at this point, are you insane or not?
Basically.
That's pretty much the two sides.
But the other side is convinced that the other side is the insane ones. They're completely out of touch with reality. They're a cult, says the leftists against right-wingers.
And neither side's going to back down.
No.
So it's an immovable force and an unstoppable object scenario. Yep. How does this not end in civil war? This town ain't big enough for the both of us kind of mentality. They don't want us to exist. How does this end any other way? Like, do you think you're going to hold up some, there's going to be a town hall and everybody's going to feel better and hug it out?
Get together? After everything
that's happened?
The line is drawn. It's done. Yeah.
I think so.
Thank you, Glenn. I really appreciate it very much. Hope you're doing well, man. Okay, let me do, what is it here? I wanted to do this. Oh, we got also this one from Cockfree Zones for 10. Thank you, saying, have a great weekend. Okay, back to the trans investigation. He says, all right, thank you, man. I appreciate this. let me do a couple of more on DLive here. Prop knives, or is it Proop knives? If it's two O's, it's got to be Proop knives, I think. One diamond, my Dixie wrecked. Well, there you go. Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's like that,
Simon, Simon Coates with a diamond. UK is now combining COVID-19 and flu stats. I have a thing on flu stats, Simon. Hang on for that because they've replaced it completely. But thank you, Simon. I appreciate that. Black Philip with the diamond says, Raging Humanist, will Canada's economy collapse due to welfare? Like Philip asks you.
I would imagine. We have a socialist, I mean, they're communist government. They go further and further left every day. They're always preaching. So Americans are confused. Like, what's going on in Canada? Imagine if there was only the Democrats. That's Canada right now. It's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is in charge of Canada.
Ocasio-Cortez.
They're destroying the entire energy industry. It's all bad, evil oil, green, bad. But our finance minister, who is a journalist, and she's a George Soros acolyte, came out and said, we're going to, the UN terminology in the book, we're going to build it back better. I'm like, that's not a, alliteration is not a financial plan. GDP, Christian. Do you know what that means? And we're going to build it back. And it's going to be green and inclusive. What? Dude, what the hell are you talking about?
This?
We have no gold reserves. Sold them all off. Yep. We're spending money at a faster pace than World War II. Our GDP, debt to GDP is higher than it was at World War II. Spending more, and they're just going to spend even more money. We don't have a budget. We don't even know what it is. And anybody that's in opposition to this is trying to get to the bottom of what they're doing. Gets blocked at every turn. We've got like three MPs trying to find the bottom of anything. Scandal after scandal, billions of dollars gone. And they're still bringing in migrants and refugees. And we have the fastest changing demographic in the history of the world outside of a war. Canada's changing faster than any country in history that was not conquered aggressively by violence. The fastest one ever. The only time this happens faster is when Genghis Khan would come in and, you know, fuck up your town and rape everybody.
Right.
That's the only way it would ever be done faster.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people that are like, man, is it just me? Or is everything a lot different than it was just 20? It's not just you. It's not your imagination. Yeah. It is happening. But saying that is noticing things is racist.
That's right. And they're trying to push back, and they use that language. And I think we've reached a point where people just don't fucking care anymore because everything is being taken away from them.
Sweden is faster. No, Canada is faster. Canada's even surpassed Sweden now in the rate of change. The economy is going to. Why would it? Where's the jobs and the, you know.
Right.
Where's it going to come from?
Exactly. That's just it. At some point, it will reach a breaking point, right? And same thing in Sweden. We had this, I remember, I was trying to look for the article now, but I think it was primarily in Swedish, but it was like we had some minister, and she was basically talking, and it was the same thing there. We got to bring everybody in, and it's going to be green, and we all have to get along, and it's going to be fine. And then there's like people, okay, well, how are you going to pay for this? Someone asked her. And it's like, well,
We don't bring money into this.
Economy is not an issue regarding these questions. Was like the answer. But I mean, have you heard of modern monetary theory? They just print the money. That's basically what. Yeah. I'm dumbing it down somewhat, but it's like basically modern monetary theory. It's just like you just go along and you print the money and you just say, well, we have this money now, and go ahead. It's not that it's not. It's not based in reality. It's not based in nature or a finite resources or something. They just think we're going to be able to achieve this, and we're going to use all the wonderful technology that we have to our advantage, and it's going to be great, right?
We'll just print more money. And a lot of this is achieved because they don't teach people what money is or where it comes from in school ever. Unless you go to, you know, university on purpose to be an economist, or you're, you know, like me, a weirdo that's like spends weeks on Zero Hedge going, what the hell is going on here? What is a treasury note, you know, and go, oh, this is a massive Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
Like the government doesn't have money that it's like, we'll just make more. They're borrowing it from a central bank who's owned by people that aren't even from here. We don't even know their names. I wonder who it could be. And then we pay that money. We pay interest on that money, which doesn't even exist. It's a game of musical chairs. And people get bored. Like, look at the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar was what, 97% higher in like 1900 than it is now, or 18, like, you know, that's not an accident. This isn't normal. It's fiat. It's a fiat money system. It's a Ponzi scheme. And they vacuum it all up. And there's been recently Canada, the graph came out. The Bank of Canada's assets have increased 456% since March.
Holy shit.
That's bad. You know, it's like, the bank has a lot of, no, those are businesses, mortgages, property that the bank owns now. Not Canadians, not Canada, the bank owns it now. That's great. And we're going to owe them even more money. And again, they're bringing more migrants. They'll, you know, pack the cities full. They're not going to work. And I saw a flyer. It was like, welcome to Canada. How to get your benefits. You're here 2 minutes and you're looking for benefits.
Of course.
So the people that do work, do have jobs, are still, you know,
they're
functioning
paying for
and trying
this.
To be successful. Yep. We'll just tax them to death to pay for the other people.
That's right.
How is that a sustainable system?
And
obviously
that's,
it isn't. So
long term, that's
going to
be great. That's going to be a great thing. That's going to, that's also going to bring people together, and get along great, you see.
I
mean,
that's what building it back better it's all about, Billy.
It's amazing. We know what they're doing. We know where this is going. This is not a question mark anymore. Miss DeBerg with a Ninjagini says shalom. Well, shalom to you. Good to see you, Miss DeBerg. Black Philip with a diamond, early life check on Guthrie's husband every time. Early life check on Guthrie's husband. Oh, is it? Did Virginia? No, that was Guthrie's. That's not who. Do you know the name Guthrie? I recognize that. Let me see here if I can find something on that real quick. I recognize the last name, and I'm probably just confusing that. Let's see, Guthrie, is that it? Oh, Savannah Guthrie. Okay, yeah. Okay, the NBC host there. That's right. Yeah. Okay, early life check on Guthrie's husband every time. Oh, okay. Sorry, fucking hell. The coin finally dropped. Wikipedia, early life, and then check the husband of this woman. Okay, thank you, Black Phillip. I appreciate that. Thank you for the diamond. it took a while for the coin to drop. Yeah. Spectra Lucens with a diamond. Siebel is a German Steinish surname, apparently. There we go. Thank you. Cornered Space Alien, good to see you. CSA, as always, with the diamond, says Cruz et al. Are just sinus-controlled opposition. Yeah, I mean, they're horrible on that particular question, but they do. I mean, but I take what I can get. If they can help to break up these companies or squeeze them out somehow, I'm happy about that.
People like that, like, do you think they know, or they just don't? Because, I mean, you only have so many hours in a day, and if you're somebody like Ted Cruz, he's a busy guy. Like, do you think he's just sitting around most of the time? He's got time to watch hours and hours of YouTube videos, and you know, however we come to the conclusions and come to reality is how we do it. But
yeah,
I easily could have spent my entire life and having no idea if I've been focused on politics the whole, you know what I mean? Unless you're exposed to this stuff somehow, either by accident or somebody shows you, how are you going to figure it out? The entire system is designed so you never figure that out.
Yeah.
So it's like, is he doing it on, there's a difference between somebody that knows what they're doing and somebody that doesn't know that they're like Ted Cruz might have no idea. You know, do you think he's sitting at home in his underwear watching Europa? You know what I mean? And going, I don't care. I'll sell them all out. I don't give a damn. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Some of them, you know, should know better, but it's either way. I mean, if you're part of that system, it's, I mean, you should.
Yeah.
Should
you're going to be
an effort. I mean, again, being in Washington, how do you not, like, then all the money, 33% of all foreign aid goes to Israel.
Yeah.
One of the, like, 9 million people, a third of all foreign aid goes to that place, and they get interest-free loans that the American people have to pay for. They get a loan from the bank that gets forgiven. Israel doesn't have to pay it back, but the people of America do. You're literally their tax. This has never occurred to you at once to be like, what is going on here? You know what I mean?
But yeah. No, it's true. I think if they're there, they're obviously in the pockets of the right people who control these people. Yeah. But, you know, at least if the opposition on that front sets up a couple of, you know, positive things or manage to achieve a couple of positive things, good. Yeah. I'll take it. But, yeah, by no means am I like, Cruz is great. He's going to fix it for us. Yeah. Absolutely not. I'm not trying to argue that.
That's another thing, too, with a lot of people on the right are like, they want this perfect, like, messiah figure that's going to have the best take on everything. Like, those people aren't going to exist. They're, you know, you got to, otherwise, it was just, I'm not going to fight unless I'm going to get 100, you know, 10 out of 10, you know, victory. You know, this guy's wrong with this and that, therefore. Yeah, you got to take what you can get when you can. You know, weigh the costs versus the, you know, the wins versus the losses, or the cost benefit, you know, kind of ratio, I guess. But I mean, there's a difference between Ted Cruz and, like, you know, Jared Kushner being president, let's say.
Yeah. No, you're right. No, that's a good, very good point. All right, let me do a couple of these real quick, and then we'll move into the lockdowns coming to Europe here. Mr. Arian, redicemembers.com, he says, with a diamond. Thank you for that. That's right. That's the members' website. Thank you for the plug. I appreciate that. Corner Space Sailing with a diamond. Great guest host. CSA suggests interview CJB. Christopher Yoon Bjerknes. Yeah, I do want to have him back. Definitely. Thank you. Philbert Applebag with a diamond. Thank you. Actually, three in a row. Thank you for that. McCooley with a Ninjagini, no message, thank you. Johnny Reb with a diamond, thank you. No message. Mika BC with a diamond says, I've followed Henk, I guess Henrik, then, for at least 10 years. Cheers. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That's great. Johnny Reb, two from Johnny Reb. Thank you for that. Defective Goyim with a diamond says, keep up the good work. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. All right, so here's a little bit of a news report, kind of giving us just a quick update what's happening in some of the European countries. Check this out.
Gotta turn that up.
Let's try this. Yep. Let's try this here again.
Have been surging in recent weeks across the continent. France is taking drastic measures to stop the spread. We get more now from CBS's Charlie Daggett.
Hospital intensive care units in Paris are filling up again. COVID has come raging back.
They're filling up again. Look serious.
French President Emmanuel Macron declared a state of health emergency that includes a 9 p.m. curfew for Paris and eight other cities. Europe is being hit hard.
COVID is a nighttime predator, after all.
Yeah, exactly.
In the past week alone, a total of almost 700,000, the highest recorded since the beginning.
This means nothing. Cases means nothing.
The World Health Organization warned European leaders to step up.
Let me pause here. Okay, I mean, I know you guys know this and regulars know this, but this is why I've mentioned this now, but it's so dumb. This is so dumb, right? PCR test, you can literally find anything in anybody. You amplify it. Yep. It doesn't tell you about viral load. It means you can have a minute strand of this RNA that they're looking for. And then, oh my God, another case. They might not be infectious. Yeah. They will never feel anything. It doesn't mean 90%
anything. 90% of people are asymptomatic or something, aren't they?
Yeah.
So like, oh, there's a case. It's like, but I feel fine. Like, why worry? What if the virus had no symptoms and does nothing?
There's 12 million cases of COVID-21. Yeah.
Why? What does it do?
Absolutely nothing. But because I talk in this voice and shoot scenes of hospitals with people in gowns, you will be terrified.
Pretty much.
It's nonsense.
Yeah. All right, a little bit more.
For lockdown measures. Yet, even as the UK announced new restrictions in hard-hit regions this week, the chair of the country's vaccine task force, Kate Bingham, shared some positive news.
So there is a chance.
We're going to roll it out.
Anyway,
it's coming.
Slim chance there may be a vaccine by Christmas.
Ugh. Correct. There is a slim chance. I think it's more likely that it'll be in early next year.
She told us first in line will be priority groups, including the elderly, the vulnerable, and frontline workers.
So the question is, will we be going on holiday next summer? I think if you were betting, you would probably bet you would be going on holiday next summer.
Why? If you've taken the vaccine then? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. That's what she means. Oh, my God.
You know,
God.
Like,
oh,
it takes, I read, it takes between, you know, 10 to 20 years to develop safely, to develop a vaccine. That's always been the standard. But now we're 6 months in. We're just going to bang one out in a few months for a virus that doesn't kill anybody that wasn't going to die anyway.
It's fine. No one
finds this suspicious. And there's not going to be any legal blowback or recourse or whatever. They're off the hook.
The people that are going to suffer. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's just, it's like no one finds this suspicious. It's not like. You know, and there's people, if there's a pandemic on, I'm like, really? Where are the trucks and the corpses? Where are the crematoriums? Where are the piles of bodies? Where is the death and the mayhem? It's nowhere. I don't even know anyone that's died.
No.
I don't know anyone who knows anyone that's died.
No.
And they're acting like this is going to end the world and we all need a vaccine. I don't need a vaccine for something that I don't even know a single fucking person in my entire life that's been affected by it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I'm not going to inject my body with something. Bill Gates, I mean, I developed it in my lab, but I've got to, aren't you a computer scientist? You're not sticking me with anything for something that's not even going to hurt me anyway. I'm 34. And the people that are, you know, the average age of death is like 83.
Yeah.
The average life expectancy in Canada, 79. So if anything, give me COVID. I'll live longer. I'll live into my 80s with it then.
Yeah, I mean, again, I've heard from people. I actually know people that said, oh, I got tested positive. And there's so many false positive, first of all.
Yeah,
as I said, and that's because of the nature of the PCR test. You can find anything in anybody, and it really doesn't mean anything. But regardless, no one has been under the weather even. They haven't even felt a thing, right? But look at this here. So here's partially how they do it when they drive. When they have the deaths, when they do record the deaths, of course, there is just a slew of comorbidities, which means they actually, like, you know, they succumb to it because they're already immune compromised. And it's just the one drop that kind of pushes them over the edge, really. But check this out here. According to WHO influenza laboratory surveillance information, it appears that there's been virtually no flu anywhere in the world since April of this year, 2020. The levels from week 16 to date are tiny compared to similar periods over the last 10 years, right? So here's just from the previous year here, you can see that 2019 was not that harsh back in terms of the flu season, but 2020 have dropped to zero. And so this is obviously what they've done. They have replaced the regular flu, and that's why that meme is like, oh, you think it's the flu, bro? It's like, actually,
it
I do.
It is the flu. On the bright side, no one has died of old age on planet Earth since March, so that's great.
That's fantastic.
As long as you don't get COVID, you'll live forever.
That's right. Yeah, so here's another screenshot here. So, you know, 2018, not that bad. 2017 was really bad. 2015, 2014 was bad. 2010 was really bad, as you can see there.
Wow.
But this happens, like, all the time. But again, go back to 2020. It's virtually down to zero right now. And this is what they've done. They've swapped it out. Mm-hmm. And the bastards swapped it out, right?
Yeah.
Did you see
it's
this, by the way?
Excuse. It's just an excuse to, you know, and the power grab. And again, like, everybody thinks we're going to go back. We're not going to go back to normal. Have airports gone back to normal? Has the NSA wiretapping and surveillance of all of your, you know, personal life, has that gone back after 9/11? And, well, we have to. It's temporary. It's just temporary. It's just for 2 weeks. It's just until this or that. There's never been a time where the government's like, all right, here, have a bunch of your freedom back now. I'm done with it.
No.
Unless it's forcibly taken back by the people. It never happens, ever. So why would this time be any different? Well, now we get to control when you can leave your home. You have to go. There's curfews. Do you think this curfew's ever going to go away? No. Do you think any of the, like they can open and close businesses arbitrarily because of the flu that is always a good, well, we named it a new thing and now we play scary music on the, you know, coronavirus update and the mainstream, you know, the media, CNN and CBC, there's the scary COVID, you know, germ graphic and the music and the whole thing. I'm like, this is, do you people not realize, like, you look like it, this is like an episode of The Simpsons. This is like parody and it's still, they believe it. It's like, it's very strange. It's very difficult, especially for somebody that's like a critical thinking.
Yeah, I know.
Awake
it's
person.
Very hard.
Yeah. I can't even go into the city anymore. It's just like, I can't, like, it makes me physically angry seeing these people.
I know. Yeah, it's true. It's complete madness. And they just, they question nothing. They believe everything. And you think that these younger people and stuff like that too, they'd be interested in, they would want to have a life and a social, you know, social life
that,
and stuff. And
the people just, that lie about obey. Everything. They've lied about everything. So why is this different? And these are all the same people. Weren't you? I thought the world was ending 6 months ago because plastic straws in Greta Thunberg, where did that go?
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, we don't care anymore. Like, what's it going to be next year? There's going to be a new like crisis. Do you not sit there at home and ever, or be in the shower, look yourself in the mirror and go, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Like, this is all crazy. They're just so like hyper, I think, stimulated.
Yeah,
from
I was going to say that the pressure. Yeah, the pressure is so high. It's just continuous pressure, and they just get holy shit. There's another 1,000 cases, and where I'm locally, oh my god, you know. And they never slow down to question. Wait a minute, okay, what does this mean? What does the case mean? Research, investigate, and I mean again. It's partially also because they're fucking banned everything that questions this stuff, whether it's the vaccine or the nature of how the virus came about or the pandemic, anything that catches on social media, they ban immediately now. Why? Yep. Because they don't want to find out. All right. Anyway, over 6,000 scientists signed anti-lockdown petitions saying it's causing irreparable damage, right? So this is one thing that broke here earlier in the, earlier in the week?
Trust the scientists.
Trust the science. Everybody's in agreement. The same thing with the global warming stuff, right? Or the anthropogenic global warming, right? It's like, well, scientists say, are you? You're not a science denier, are you? You know, what are you talking about? There's always people who question. There's always scientists who find something different, and that was so great about the scientific method. It never ends. It never locks in and truly say this is it. There's always something that can come along and say, what? Look at that. I find something that contradicts this. Maybe this is how things are, right? But no, they've locked in and they've narrowed the corridor of opinion and just said, this is it now. If you deviate from this, we'll ban you, censor you, we'll block it out.
That's the opposite of science. The science is settled is like the opposite of science. Like the science is literally never settled. That's how it works or used to.
Used to. Yeah, so here's another one from Zomit here. But I want to show you this as well. It was on Twitter, and I believe let me see if they... Okay, no, it's still on Twitter, but that's right, this one. It was removed from YouTube, obviously, this video. Not a big surprise. But it was regarding a panel happening in Berlin. A couple of doctors lined up, and one of them was from Holland or the Netherlands. I forget her name, Elke or something like that. Check out this clip right here.
Hello, I'm Elke de Klerk from the Netherlands, and I want to state that we do not have a medical pandemic or epidemic. We also state that COVID-19 should not be on list A for any longer, because we now know that it is a normal flu virus, and the normal flu virus isn't on list A. So we are also starting a lawsuit to the state of the Netherlands to bring this in with a large group of doctors and a really large group of nurses also, because we have contact with 87,000 nurses that do not want the vaccine that is being prepared for us.
Good.
I want to state, if there is no pandemic, I am wondering why our kids are in schools with masks. There's absolute constitutional rights and they cannot be infringed or inflicted for any medical reason. There's no reason for panic. Also in the medical practice, there's no reason for panic. The panic is created by these false positive PCR tests.
Yep.
89% until 94% of those PCR tests are false positive. They don't test for the COVID-19, and also the rest is false negative. So we have to look at clinics. We have to start looking at clinic. Medical doctors have to stop looking at those tests. That's very important. Let's go back to the clinics and to the facts. We have in the Netherlands now the regular press publishing the news that the PCR test is not a correct test. So I'm very happy about that. So there's hope. Thank you.
All right.
Statistics have come out that up until April 2020, there was zero deaths in Ireland. These are the official statistics from the CSO, the Central Statistics Office. The first death was in April. And in the whole country in 2020, we have 98 deaths out of 5 million people. So in Ireland, 30,000 people die every year, 10,000 from cardiovascular disease, 10,000 from cancer. The 98 deaths in Ireland are preventable if they had been given prevention and treatment. And we see now that probably there will be thousands more deaths in Ireland just from cancer and cardiovascular
disease. Yeah, they're exactly. All the selective surgeries, they can't do those anymore. There's a number of people that they can't get treatment. Even the fact that they're older people's mental state, because they can't see their grandkids, they can't go outside and shit. This is causing massive harm. But we know this is what they want to do.
The suicide rate is record high everywhere.
Yes.
It's completely destroyed. It's way, way high. I mean, it's astronomically high. Yeah. I know four people that have killed themselves just since March.
Really?
You know? It's out of control. Yeah. I mean, this is... The lockdown and the measures and the fear mongering and the nonsense of the media and the actions of the government, like, they've literally killed far more people than the flu is going to.
Yeah.
Like, I hold them personally responsible. You killed those people. You did. And I'm going to act appropriately. Like, that's how I regard your filth and your scum. I don't have any time for it. So, like, this is unraveling clearly. And if you're the state or you're the power structure, you've only got really two options here. You're going to have to either, because this is going to continue to gain momentum. I saw a poll the other day that Canada's down to 39% of people want mandatory vaccines, down from 60% just a few months ago.
Okay, that's good, at least. Yeah.
Right? And so what are you going to do? You're going to admit defeat and go, oh, I guess, whoops, sorry. We destroyed your economy and bankrupted your future for a generation and caused all these problems because oopsie daisy? And
we're
like
saving
you said,
there's
going to be a lawsuit and we're all going to be, you know, deposed and sued for billions. Or are you going to double down and do something way crazier, like... They're kind of like a cornered animal right now. So I'm like,
yeah,
this is good, but
I know. did you see the clip too with the, and we played it, I forget if it was the Weekend Warrior Show or Flashback Friday. We played it. It was from Canada. They were talking about the camps, right? the different isolation sites that they're having and stuff like that. Derek sent this to me too. Service providers for federal quarantine/isolation sites. Did you look into this? Do you know? More about the link.
What I was talking about earlier. They're building these in every province of Canada. So this is a website where they'll do it's basically like a tendering. Hey, up to anybody want to, you know, take this contract?
We want
to build all
contract.
These camps, you know.
Gotcha.
So who was interested in that? And you can bid on it, and then they'll, you know, assess it after, and then go through the contacts to see if they want to do it through a third party. But
yeah,
and they're like, well, it's for like airport, because right now when they quarantine people, they're putting them in hotels and this kind of thing.
Right.
But they know as well as we do, because they have the numbers, that this is completely unnecessary. So what is the real reason they're doing it? Is this setting the stage for something else? Do they even know? Was this suggested to the government of Canada from higher? And they're just like, well, I guess we'll build it. Like, they're not going to be told, like that memo I was talking about, they're not going to be told, because 6 months later, we're going to round up all the political dissidents and put them in the can. They're just going to say, hey, you should think about building these. And that's it.
And it says that here, right? And that's the guy who brought up the clip. He said, and it says... So the federal quarantine isolation sites that will be used to house and care for people for public health and other related federal requirements associated with COVID-19. So that's basically like people who won't submit then, or what? Like, you know.
Well, and in Quebec, they've done it a few. They've taken several people who are not following public health guidelines, which are against the Charter of Canadian Rights and free. Like, it's illegal to even make them do this. And they've been abducted against their will and taken to a secret location.
Yeah.
And now they want to build these. So that's the thing. First of all, we don't have the manpower as of right now to do it anyway with the military and the law enforcement. We've got, well, you could get 10,000 boots on the ground maybe to police a country of 37 million in six time zones. That's not going to happen. Like, so there's no that. However, I'm not comfortable giving the government these kinds of tools just in case. Like disarming the population. Like, oh, do you think Justin Trudeau's going to go kill everybody? No, not necessarily. But you've set the stage for the future. Or what if he does go crazy? Maybe now he can. You understand? There's a difference between a monkey without a knife and a monkey with a knife. He doesn't mean he's necessarily going to stab you with it. But now I'm in a situation where the monkey's got a knife now. That's much worse. You know, why take these kinds of risks? Because they obviously outweigh, you know, the opposite. What's more dangerous? The government having a monopoly on violence? Or having an armed population where sometimes people shoot each other. Well, the Soviet Union, it ended up with 70 million people killed.
and another 40, 50, 60 million people killed in China. And in Castro killed hundreds of thousands of people, who our government loves, by the way. Trudeau was very upset that Castro passed away, and Jagmeet Singh and the rest of them. And so now it's like, well, doesn't mean they're going to put people in camps. Yes, but we don't need camps. So right. Why are you building them? Why is this even an option?
Yep.
This shouldn't even exist. That's scary.
And they do because they can.
Randy Hillier in Quebec, or I'm sorry, Ontario, who's like a what would they be called in the States? Like a congressman, I guess, similar kind of thing, was asking about this, and they just laughed him out of the room.
Yeah.
They just laughed at him and didn't answer the question. Yep. I'm like, this is a legitimate line of inquiry.
Yeah,
like,
he brought it up twice, and he had to return to it. Like, well, why are they building this? What is this for? What are the other things?
If for no other reason, then how much is this going to cost? If it's something that we don't need, why are we spending billions of dollars, which we already don't have, on something that's nonsense?
Yeah.
For that alone, never mind the very dark implications this could have in the future.
It's insane. All right, let me do a couple of these here. HP Lovecraft's Cats with a Diamond. Majority of black female, 18 to 55, plus 4 genital herpes. Okay, thank you. Simon Coates with a Diamond says many additional deaths in stats are from DNR orders. Oh, is that so? That's interesting. Mm. Shoddy Dan with a Diamond says seems communism is the new normal. Time to boog. Well, stand down and stand by. We'll see what happens. Black Phillip with the, but yes, I mean, they're pushing as hard as they can, as fast as they can. They're panicking. Black Phillip with the Diamond says, overall, which country is worse off, Canada or Sweden? I mean, it's kind of at different times, it's one or the other. It kind of, they're racing about like who's the worst, I guess, and we'll have to see.
Race to the bottom.
Yeah, race to the bottom. That's it. I mean, it's hard to quantify and say there's so many different variables, but they're both very bad off. Let me put it that way. Which, of course, could also mean maybe you would see some kind of organized resistance, opposition faster in these countries. I hope we'll see. Yeah. But you know. Thank you with the Diamond. Hanran, I think it is, with a Diamond says, keep up the good work, Henrik. Big hails to you, sir. Well, thank you. Thank you for your support, and thank you for watching. And we have Lockstep 2020 with the Diamond says, push-ups versus communism. Yeah, you did. I saw the video. I didn't look at the whole thing yet, but was it the push-up for communists, or what was the video you had?
I said I'm going to do a one push-up for every hour of the day that I'm angry at communists. I think I did 71. So I'm very, very angry. It was just basically an ad for the D-Live.
Right. Okay, cool.
I thought it would be funny. And you know, also, I kind of want to, like, this isn't a joke. Like, we may have to boog someday soon. You don't know. Like, you need to be in shape. This isn't something. This isn't Call of Duty. What was that? I like that quote from the Jack Nicholson movie where he's the gangster, the Departed. This ain't reality TV. You know, like, if this kind of stuff happens, if you're not in shape, you're gonna be a victim.
It's true.
So, I mean, keep that in mind.
It's true. It's true. Jacob H as well for $5. Thank you so much. He says, what's going on with the new subscribe star? How much do we need to contribute to reach boomer tier? Have they either you're asking about like subscribe star with us because we're on there, or they've updated something which I haven't seen. So I'll have to look at that. But yeah, we are on subscribe star right now. We created, if this is what you're asking about, we created a separate tier kind of thing for like extra support, you know, kind of thing, doubled up or whatever. And we do have some plans. It's not completely churned out yet, but we want to do something where we have maybe in the call-in shows that we're going to start doing regular. We'll get there. We'll have a special segment like or something like that for you guys. We have a couple of ideas of what we want to do there. So if that's what you're asking about, more details about that is coming. But if there's something else regarding Boomer Tier on subscribe, I don't know. But thank you, Jacob. I appreciate that. And thank you for the support as well. But yeah, more is coming regarding the subscribe store kind of special tier there. All right, you sent me this one too. Interesting. Germany will pay 662. I'm surprised it wasn't 666 million to Holocaust survivors. And check this out. Look at put this in perspective now. To Holocaust survivors struggling because of the pandemic. Because of the pandemic.
That's Germany's fault.
The German government will pay 662 million to Holocaust survivors worldwide. Who are struggling because of the pandemic, the persecution they have faced, and their age. The organization that negotiates compensation with the government said Wednesday. Okay, let me see here. Who's negotiating here with this? Claims conference.
Harvey McShekelstein. Is
conference on Jewish lawyer. Material claims against Germany.
Yes, of course.
All right. Conference on Jewish material claims against Germany.
Like,
I don't know
how many. I mean, Germany's already paid for their entire navy. The Israelis, they pay them out. I think it seems like there's one of these payouts every 10 years or some kind of,
you know, at least
payout for something. And after the Nuremberg trials, were these people not paid $250,000 a pop or something like that? How many of these payouts are they going to get? And how long will it go on for? Will it be, I'm a second generation survivor. I'm a third generation. My grandfather was a Holocaust survivor. So I get $1 million too. Like, will it just go on forever? Why wouldn't it? We do it with the natives here in North America and Canada. We're still giving them money for stuff that happened 400 years ago. This will go on forever.
Do they? And this is interesting too, because of claims, right? This is basically, it should be like insurance's thing, right? Which is interesting, because if you do make a claim, if you do approach an insurance company and you say, well, this happened to me or whatever, then usually they can request evidence for those things, yeah. Right? So can there be a kind of a deeper investigation in terms of what happened here? Because apparently there's 240,000 people who are claiming that they're Holocaust survivors, who are primarily in Israel, North America, and former Soviet Union, Western Europe, and during the next 2 years, according to the New York-based Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany, also known as a claims conference, they're going to help to pay this out then. The Holocaust survivors will receive two payments of about $1,400 in the next 2 years, for a total of about $2,800. Yeah. So,
I have a question: when is this former Soviet Union going to pay out to the victims, family members surviving of the Holodomor?
Right.
When's that going to happen?
The Armenian genocide. If that's what we're going
to do, when is Japan going to pay the victims of China,
right,
and vice versa, for their wars that they fought? When are the Spanish going to have to pay out all of the South Americans in Mexico? And like, this can go on and on. Why do some people get this kind of treatment and others don't?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, this should have been put to bed 80 years ago. And, you know, now people that are born, what's the average working age of a man or woman in Germany right now? 30, 29?
There we go.
That's there now, their tax burden.
Sorry to interrupt here, but look at this here. So big number. Let me scroll down again here. 80 billion. The German government has paid more than that amount in Holocaust reparations since 1952, after negotiations with the claims conference, the organization said. 80 billion. 80 billion.
And there's only, right now, and I think at the time, Israel was like 3 million people. It's 9 million now. It's 9 million people in Israel. So 80 billion people. How many Jewish people are even in the world? $80 billion. I mean, let's do the math on that, you know?
And then you hear a claim. It's a miracle in the desert, and Israel is the big tech giant, and they're building weapons, and they're doing these amazing things that the Arab world is not doing. And it's like, well, that's kind of because they're getting funded up to their ears. Like,
Send me 33% of all American foreign aid, and I'll show you a miracle on the plains of Saskatchewan.
Exactly. We'll see what we do.
Country of Bigotville.
I don't know. This is just
a miracle. I can do lots of things with free money. Anybody can.
It's insane. It reminds me of this, by the way. We talked about this. The masks are pretty. I don't like that. I think it's pretty gay, and I don't think it's necessary. But I saw this clip, and I thought it was funny in relation to someone who's trying to pressure someone to put on their mask. Now, this is in New York, I think. Check this out. See if you like this. Here we go.
It's a Jewish guy. They're yelling.
Put your fucking mask on! Put your mask on! It's COVID cases. Hurry up! Put it on!
And he does!
And he puts it on.
Hurry up!
Put your fucking mask on. All right. Anyway. I thought you liked that. Hey, let's do this one too. I guess we have to be a little selective here. I want to get into South Africa. We have to talk about that. But tell us about what's happening regarding the fisheries.
Right, yeah, I was talking to a few friends of mine about that. Like, they're involved in this. It's a long story, but... Basically, and I just thought it was irritating. I was going to cover this later tonight, because the news likes to lie, and it likes to frame things in ways that are, again, lying by omission. We're just going to tell you, 10% of the story and then not the rest of it, and you're going to get a takeaway from it. So Trudeau's defending the response, escalates over the Mi'kmaq, and it's the racist white people that just won't let them. They're trying to take advantage of treaties from hundreds of years ago, way back before there was conservation of fishery or anything like that, and they're just out of season fishing, stealing lobster, young ones, like eggs, ones that are not, like, there's rules and regulations for the way to have a sustainable fishery, and our guy, the Europeans, are only allowed to fish certain times of the year, and they're going in and we'll just drag net the whole bottom of the ocean floor and take everything. And they're obviously taking issue with that, because you're going to destroy the industry, it's going to impact everybody, and you're literally taking food out of the mouths of their children. This is how they, that'd be like going and farming somebody's fields on them, and then when they respond and go, you can't do, oh, that's racist, the treaties though,
Jeez.
And this is what CBC is doing. And now obviously they've reached out to
you know, woke minister Justin Trudeau, who's going to take their back. And they put in a picture of, you know, the chief there being like punched by a guy, you know, making it look like he's the poor guy, you know, he's such a victim, you know, yeah, there, look, right. Like, and no mention of what they've done. There's no other side of the story. There's none of this. They're, you know, they're cutting the guy's fishing lines, and there's, you know, this has been going back and forth for a while, but they obviously, the fishermen have a legitimate gripe here, and they're acting like they don't. And that's just a microcosm of the same, like, look, you know, completely different, but sort of the same. And you look at, you know, South Africa, there's one side of the story we're going to tell.
Yep.
And it's going to be all one way. And this is just more of the same. And it just, it makes me angry. And it's very, it's lies, and you're creating a false narrative, and you're making people take the side of people that don't deserve your support. And it's just the same thing every time with these liars, the, you know, the Lügenpresse, the lying media, the fake news. It's nothing is changed. And that's what they're doing. They're not following the rules that everybody else has to, and they're going to damage the environment. And I thought we were all about the environment and protecting the fishery and stuff like that. So these guys' jobs are at stake here, and their livelihoods.
You know,
and they're trying to, you know,
I can't tell you how many times I've seen, you know, I like watching sometimes the like Alaska doc. There's people surviving and sustain subsistence lifestyles and all that kind of stuff. And it's in some other parts as well and stuff. But then, and then say, oh, and here's the, you know, natives, and they're being kind of promoted in the series or whatever. And they're like, well, we are, you know, we touch with the land and blah, blah, blah. But then it's like they're using all the white man's technology and hunting with all that, you know, motorized snowmobiles and the weapons and stuff. And it's kind of the same thing here. It's like, you're using these trawlers and shit that you'd never had to have. It wasn't for the Europeans who came with that kind of stuff. And then you're literally destroying the whole, like, if you take the kids and don't allow them to reproduce, like, it'll be gone forever. And that's it. You've depleted an entire, species, basically. I mean, it's horrific.
Yeah.
Horrific shit.
And it's a two-sided, it's like a two-sided coin here. They want to be left alone and be governed themselves, and we're our own nation, like the First Nations here, like they're technically their own countries. They have different laws, they have different different rights. They're allowed to have whatever guns they want. They've got automatic weapons and all kinds of heavy firepower over there because they're First Nations, they're natives. So it's like, we want to be, but you're also entitled to my father's tax money too.
Right.
And mine and my sister's and my, you know, everybody has to pay you, but you're your own. No, you don't get it both ways. If you want to go be your own, that's fine. Go ahead. Yeah. I agree. You could, but you don't get my money too.
Right.
Right. Yep. If you're going to take all of our money, then yeah, we're going to have something to say about the things that you do, like stealing our fish.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Crazy stuff. All right. So let's dive into this here a little bit. Hundreds of armed black protesters face off with white farmers as South African town braces for bloodshed over farm murder case that promoted violence last week. So it was a white 21-year-old farmer, Brendan Horner. He had a different position too, I think. He was basically found, hung on a pole or something like that. I haven't read up too much about the case. We briefly covered it.
He was killed pretty gruesomely.
Very gruesomely, right? And there was a... So in Senegal, I think you pronounce it right there. It's a free state. I'm not sure actually what the laws and the rules are. And again, if they are also more autonomous or something. But it's called a free state, I guess, of Senegal. And so there's been protests there. Of course, white farmers have lined up, including Sudland, who was there. Doing live streams on location. This is yesterday. This continued into today. There were potential threats of violence here from one side. I think it was ANC also on one side, but ANC is also battling themselves with the EFF, the Economic Freedom Fighters, which is the even more lunatic radical ones, right? Who basically have, and I have a couple of clips, and we'll remind people about that too, what they're saying, right? But it's this narrative like, there's no white farm murders going on. You know, there's no violence against these people. The Boers are not being singled out. They're not being targeted whatsoever, right? And so luckily so far, it hasn't completely erupted like in racial riots or war or whatever you want to call it, but it's pretty damn close at this point. What do you know about the situation?
And some people are pushing for that, and I gotta say, I mean I can't condemn them for that. I mean, I watched a video, it was a drone or something across a highway, and they had planted crosses along this highway for every, you know, murdered farmer. It literally went on for as far as you could see, for miles
mode.
And miles and miles.
Plus mode.
They've been killing people in the thousands, not like, you know, oops, I hit them with my car. I mean, they're boiling children alive in front of their parents. They're, you know, raping the women in front of their husbands and killing people, hanging them, skinning them alive, doing it. And it's all basically, you know, permitted and encouraged by the government because, oh, you know, white man bad.
Yeah.
And so now you've got, you know, the Boers and stuff are trying to, you know, hey, are we going to do something or not? Like, well, we have lawyers and we'll fight them in the courts. It's not the right time. It's no time to fight, you know, violence or whatever. Well, look, there you go. When is the right time? How many, this general, I'm quoting him now. This is not my, you say, well, if So when will it be? How many more people have to die? How many more Brendan, you know, whatever his name was there, that poor, how many more of these does there need to be?
Yeah.
When is it enough for you? Where, what is the number? 500, 1,000, 50,000. When
we'll continue to deny.
Now we fight. It's when it's now, it's now. So
yeah,
there's a militant faction there that's like ready to go now. And
yeah,
I mean, again, how many people can you kill? If this was the other way around, they would never have put up with this for this long.
No.
Media, I mean, George Floyd overdoses on fentanyl, a felon who's convicted of home invasions, pointing guns and beating pregnant women, overdoses and dies, and half of America burns. But they can go around and kill tens of thousands of farmers for farming because they're white and they stole the land from the. That's okay. Like, the double standard's crazy. So it's basically just a lack of courage to do anything, and they want to think it's almost like the QAnon. Mentality. It's like, well, I want all these things, but if I'll just stay home and share memes and everything, it's like, no, God, you have to. That's not how you get freedom or independence or protect yourself. Like, you don't do it from home from a keyboard safely. You need to risk things. That's how it works. They didn't write politely to King George and say, hey, can we have America, please? We'd really appreciate it.
Right.
That's not how it works ever. The French didn't tell the king of France, yeah, can you step down, please? We'd really like it if you did. You know, that's people don't respect these kinds of actions. Like, what are you going to do? Hold a sign peacefully? They don't care. They're murdering you. And your response is, we'll hold signs and lawsuits. Well, then why don't they just murder those people? Like, there's no, you know what I mean? So they almost make it sound like you're being the aggressor. You're the bad guy for wanting to defend you. They're reacting to circumstances being put upon them. They're being victimized and attacked, and they want to defend themselves, and they're being called bad guys.
Like, yeah,
caring what the media, who hates you, thinks of you. And these people that don't support you or care about you at all anyway and support your murderers and the people killing you, they're on their side, but you don't want to be perceived as, you know, racist Nazis. It's like, well, I mean, you're being murdered. At what point do you go, okay.
Yeah, listen to this. Just as the other part of the accusation here, right? Here's the EFF commissar and member of the parliament here, Mbuyiseni Ndlozi, saying here, the court proceedings went on uninterrupted today in Senegal. The white supremacist terrorist threat was crushed. Yeah. The rule of law prevails and our democracy breathes again. Thanks to the Malema Red Sea who put their black bodies on the line. A proud day to be black. Salute, he says here, right? And they had a lot of people showed up, of course, in support for them. But the point is, these people have called. Actually, I want to play. Let me see if I can find that. Yeah, this one. So let's play a couple. Let's remind people a little bit what the EFF have done and what they've called for. And imagine if it was the other side doing this. Imagine if it was white farmers or Boers or something like that calling for this. You want to jump?
Go ahead. It almost feels like, because, I mean, we're both online and we talk and we see a lot of this, the rhetoric, the way people are talking, how they feel, candid, especially like anonymously on the internet. They're angry. They're very, very upset and they want, you know, things to happen. It reminds me of almost being like, because I'm from a fishing town in Nova Scotia and we had a place, the Pictou Tavern. It was just, you go down there and get drunk and fight people. That's basically what happens. And it feels like that situation where like something is going to have, it's like everybody wants to fight, but nobody wants to throw the punch first. But as soon, if anyone does, it's going to be a tidal wave, a cascading domino effect. It kind of feels like that in a lot of places. I mean, a lot of people are angry here in Canada. They're angry in the United States, the Kyle Rittenhouse thing, the Cannon Hinnant murder. And it's like, you know, something clearly needs to happen because this decades of, you know, well, we'll petition and go to the courts. And I'm not saying go out and start a race war or anything like that. But
disavow.
If someone does eventually do something, the environment's there. There's a lot of angry people. It's not like, the year, let's say 1999, where, public consciousness wasn't even, it's like, oh, that guy's a crazy person. If someone had gone into that crowd today, driven a truck through those people or something, there would be a lot of people that would have supported. Maybe, do you know what I mean? Like there's, it's just like, who's going to jump first kind of a feeling. It's like, I'm not going to go first, but if someone does, I will go with.
Yeah. It's on the brink. It's kind of what it feels like. And even in that case, it could even take a plant or someone to just instigate this and get it started. You know what I mean? So it's, that's the point here too, of this is that it's on a razor thin edge right now and it could just erupt at any moment basically. But so again, so to show what the other side, particularly the EFF here, but they have many supporters and even non-members who are supporting of their policies and the kind of rhetoric they have and stuff like that. Here's a couple of reminders. So here, I believe this is from the most recent protest here. Listen to this. So kill the Boer, completely open. That's totally fine. Which of course, Boers is basically means farmer or settler, right? Yeah. So that's what the white
South Africans.
The white South Africans. Here's more.
Yep.
The right prideful.
And this is the leader of EFF, by the way, Malema. Listen to this here.
Our peace was disturbed by white men's arrival here. They committed a black genocide. They killed our people during land disposition. Today, we're told, don't disturb them. Even when they disturbed our peace, they found peaceful Africans here. They killed them.
This is totally the truth, by the way, too.
Okay.
We are not calling for the slaughtering of white people, at least for now.
At least for now. It's okay. Imagine a white person saying something like that.
He might as well have said in Minecraft at the end of that.
Right, exactly. here's some more. Let's play some more clips here. Yeah, South African supporters from the Economic Freedom Fighters this morning in Senegal calling for killing of white farmers, Boers. Right, you heard it right at the beginning there. Kill the boar, they throw out, right?
Yeah.
So let me see here. What else? We have the general too. We're going to listen to this. Breaking as tensions.
That's the guy. That's the guy I was trying to tell you about earlier. His video was removed. But
between the racist EFF supporters and white farmers running high in South Africa, former colonel of the SADF, South African Defense Force, Franz Joost, said, "If they want war, they will get it." Let's listen to this.
EFF have also come out and said that they're here to protect property and ensure that there's peace. Are you not worried that a lot of people have arrived here today with firearms, a lot of people have arrived here and tensions are rising really minute by minute as more people arrive?
I've been into a war. Once you've been into a war, you don't want a war anymore. But if they want war, they will get it. But we are going to try to prevent any confrontation between them and us, any physical confrontation between them and us.
Now, again, if anything that has been happening to the white farmers in South Africa happened to any other racial group anywhere in the world, there would be 24/7 worldwide media coverage without. There'd be segments, there'd be reports, there'd be pundits and experts and all kinds of manners of people sitting and telling you how bad this was and how unacceptable this was. Just because they're white, these people get no play whatsoever in the mainstream.
Yeah. They want to talk about genocide and persecuting minorities. Well, that's probably one of the worst ones happening in the world right now, since at least the Sudanese, massacres of, where is the coverage of there? Well, they're the wrong color. I'm pretty sure Canada sent back some people that were trying to claim refugee status here from South Africa because they said, no, you're not really a refugee.
Yeah.
You're a white person. You got to go back there. I mean, he's trying to play it smart because you can't, if you're perceived as the aggressor, especially the world, you're going to give them every excuse globally, the UN, all these people to condemn you. They'll support your enemies and you'll be alone in the world against the world. I mean, the South African government will get support from the UN because they like this. They want to see this happen.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to be very, very careful what you say and what you do. However, I mean, it's like, we don't want to fight. Yeah, I wouldn't want to either. However, they're killing your people. Like, I don't want violence, but violence is upon you. It's happening to you. It's like being punched in the face and refusing to fight back. Man, I hope I don't have to start fighting soon. This really sucks. I wish somebody would stop.
But they're also pretending when you do defend yourself, when you get attacked, you defend yourself, you're the instigator of the violence, right? And you're the problem. Yeah. You're to blame. You're the one should be locked up, right? Yeah.
But that's in the eyes of the media and the government and the state. Who are the bad guys anyway? So who cares what they say? Yeah. Of course they're going to say those things. They hate you. They're the enemy.
Yep.
So who cares? It's crazy. I wouldn't want to be there.
No.
And good luck to them. Godspeed.
Yeah. Well, we have to support them. We've covered this many, many times. Suidlanders are doing good coverage there. I think I have to check in again and see if they did a live stream today of some of the developments. I saw that it, at least most of it had been peaceful as far as I know. I'm not sure if it did erupt in anything. there was a, I think a police van or something turned over, set on fire or something. But so this is Human Rights Commission, by the way, who's bullshit, right? Because they're the ones who said, oh, it was actually not hate speech by Malema when he said, hey, we're not calling for the slaughter of white people, at least for now. That's not hate speech. So that's totally fine, right? So that same organization. At least for now.
That's crazy.
So that same court or human rights court or tribunal, whatever they are, they had made appeals for calm in this EFF, ANC, and AfriForum protests. So I guess the other side, if you want to call it that, the Boer side, basically they have a group called AfriForum, which they have a Twitter account and stuff, and follow that because they do give updates and stuff like that. But yeah, this is the shit that's been happening for years and years and years. Yep. People have been trying to warn about this. We've talked about this. It's been on in the news very rarely, but when it has been, like when Tucker Carlson brought it up, when there was the talk about the land expropriation without compensation, that was in the news. Remember the pushback against Tucker Carlson?
Yeah.
And like the, that was the crime was to highlight that this was happening. That was the problem.
For anything, at least for 2020, the masks have definitely come off. It's become a lot easier to show people, like, do you see how racist they are? Do you see how anti-white they are? Before you could go, well, it could be perceived that way. You literally just saying, hey, white people are okay, is met with attacks and accusations of being some kind of monster. Like, it's not going to get more black and white than this.
No.
There's literally crowds of people in the street, you know, kill all the white people.
Yep, and that's totally fine.
What more do you need? They're literally killing white people for being white. What? And these are the same people you're arguing with. They're all about protecting minorities and diversity and peace and democratic solutions and all of this.
And look at her t-shirt.
You're a massive hypocrite.
Look at her t-shirt there too, Rage. Look at that. I can't breathe. George Floyd t-shirt. So this shit is like just, it's whatever the media in the U.S. is pushing is just picked up all over the world. I mean, South Africa is the West. It's part of the West. It was built by European people primarily. You know,
that would be because you have cheese for breakfast. That's why you can't breathe. It has nothing to do with George Floyd.
Too many slices of cheese.
Yeah.
All right.
Ice cream is not a food group.
Yeah, that's right. That's correct. all right. They have one more I want to squeeze in here right at the end. Conrad Kurz with the Diamonds is still hoping for Impivara update. I've had a little problem reaching Juhai. I'm not sure if he's dropped off the radar. If you are in contact with him, tell him to write me. But yeah, I'd love to do another Impivara. But I haven't heard from him, unfortunately. Hope everything is okay. By the way, Juhai, if you're watching, Defective Goyim with a diamond says, white people bad, according to the Marxist. That's right. That's the basic thesis here. Gruber with a diamond. Thank you. No message. High 52 diamond. Thank you. No message. Andy Oak, maybe, with a diamond says, kill kill them all. Disavow. I'm just quoting.
Disavow.
41 BMC with a diamond. Boer Lives Matter. There you go. What else do we have here? Peanut, 1963. Diamond says, long live the Boers. That's right. Defective Goyim with the diamond says, JEWS and Marxist powerful force in the world. I guess you mean they're one of the most powerful forces in the world. But yeah, I mean, the backstory to this, of course, has a lot to do with companies like De Beers and stuff and the way that they were, you know, they basically started leaving South Africa alone after the Boer Wars, right? The British and the South African, the Dutch settlers there. But then all of a sudden, when they found all these resources and stuff, the UK military was like, holy shit, let's get back in there kind of thing. And since then, there's been one big gay op to try to basically depose them from power, right? And part of that have been achieved with these very staunch, communists that have been pushing their anti-white bullshit in South Africa, and there's people like Joe Slovo, which was kind of on the front end with Nelson Mandela and these kinds of criminals and terrorists and stuff. But they've been sanctified, or whatever the term is, in the media in the West too.
Mandela
was great, a great peacemaker, right?
I am Mandela of peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that. Let me see here. A couple of more real quick, and then we'll do the last. And I'll show you this and see what you make of that. Tim Murdoch yesterday threw this at me in the show I did with him, and it was very intriguing, very interesting. Plaid Babe Crystal with the diamond says, ice cream is a food group, LOL. Johnny Reb with the diamond says, if it sets off, will U.S. back EFF? Yeah, probably at this rate.
Probably.
We'll see. Maybe it's Trump still in, maybe not. But
it depends on who the government is at the time.
Exactly. It definitely does. All right, so check this one out here. Let me see. Here it is, right here. So this is from yesterday. Did you see this
Just looking at it a minute.
The post circulated in the Clinton's FOIA state gov database released by Pompeo that says that someone is looking for the Nephilim, and it does check out. So there's a link here to the FOIA state.gov website, right? And this is part of the virtual reading room, Department of State. This is from 2018. And I'll see if I can pull this up. The quality is not the best. It's a bit low. I hate that Twitter does this. Let me see if I can open that just in its own new window, just to zoom in on it. Yeah, here it is. So here's this is on page, 470? Let me double check again. I think it was 470. And it says this. Yeah. I hate that they cut it off there. I should actually open the PDF myself. The name is Senegar. It's a very interesting name. I searched Google the name of the person requesting this. I couldn't find anything on them. But it says this.
It could be a fake code name.
Yeah, it could be a code name. Requesting documents pertaining to the resurrection chamber of Gilgamesh, the location of his body, and the location of the buried Nephilim. This is from December 13, 2018. Have you done any? Were you into any of this kind of stuff about the Nephilim and that these wars are like about finding shit in the Middle East and the ancient world and stuff like that?
It makes you wonder. I mean, the real reason for the invasion of Iraq, and it's like, oh, the oil. Well, yeah, I mean, we had a lot of oil though. Anyway, I mean, I guess it's possible. However, did you know? I didn't know until recently, last couple of years, the museum, Baghdad had one of the oldest museums in the world. It had all these, ancient artifacts from, who was there? It was the Assyrians, the Assyrian Empire, all of these old, texts and tablets and, cuneiform, old stuff.
Old important. Some of the oldest these were rated, written records that we have.
Professionally rated. The walls were blown open with C4 demo charges. And they said that the raiders knew exactly where all of the good stuff was. They had replicas and like the museum up top. They're not the real stuff. It was the real stuff that was stolen out of the vaults and stuff in the basement during the invasion of Iraq. So when you consider, the fact that Hillary Clinton is an insane cultist maniac and, John Podesta and these kinds of people, who was in power and what was really going on there? And what, was this a side mission, a side quest, if you will, if you want to do video game terminology? Like, also, if there's time, find the Gilgamesh chamber and, I don't know. But there's obviously an interest in this kind of stuff from these people. I mean, look at the symbolism and the way they talk and the things, the Bohemian Grove stuff that they attend and do. Like, there's clearly a weird kind of cult element to these, ruling elites. So it's not, I don't find it ridiculous that they would be interested in stuff like this. Doesn't mean it exists. Doesn't mean that, anything came of it, but somebody somewhere asked about it.
Yeah.
And presumably somebody would have went and followed up on that. That's pretty strange. Denetra D. Senegal.
Yeah, there's
that's
the name.
That's probably an anagram or something.
I was going to run it through one of those engines to see what comes up because that's probably what it is. Again, I did a Google search even without the D in there. I couldn't find anything. It just led back to people who are questioning what this was, right? But this is old school kind of red eye stuff. We covered a lot of this kind of things of, the incentives of the war, the fact that they were all these artifacts that they were looking for at the time. There's a lot of ancient technology supposedly that they were in the hunt for, and there's this claim then going back basically the ancient ones, right? That the Nephilim was kind of this race of gods basically that either created us genetically or they had some kind of role in placing us here or something like that, right? Yeah. But the fact that they are the rumor is that there's still some of them buried here and they're looking for the maybe to access them so they can extract their DNA or something like that, you know?
Have you ever read about the giant skeletons that they found all over North America when they...
Yeah,
when
they all cover it up. They pretend it's not happening. The Smithsonian have been... I mean, this is stuff that's been out for years. They're part of covering all this shit up. It's fascinating. I mean, it's definitely a different topic, but it's...
in my mind, they found all these skeletons. The Smithsonian was sued by these archaeologists for losing all of these giant skeletons. There's pictures of these giant heads. It wasn't like made up. It was published in Scientific American. It was... Right. In newspapers, these were gigantic, giant skeletons that they found in these giant burial mounds, and now they're gone, and it's all gone, and weird,
There's a link there. I'm putting that in chat in case you want to check it out. So again, from that document, the PDF there, go to page 470. You can just type it in right in the top corner right there, 470, and you can find it right there. Now, I did look at, too, the matter is apparently closed. So one thing I threw out there was, so someone is just making the request, and it doesn't mean that it's leading to anything. Yeah. It's just someone that, like, hey, let's try this out because it's a FOIA request. That could be what it is, right?
Yeah. Hitler and the National Socialists were interested in UFOs and Antarctica and all, and the lost city of, they sent people into India to look for, just crazy, because they're interested in it,
Right.
How do we know it's real or not? I don't know. Let's find out. Doesn't mean they found anything, but it's not unprecedented. It's not the first time a government or government officials were like, we got the money, are you curious?
Let's do it.
Why not?
Yeah. Yep, ties in with the genetic stuff that they're looking for. And it's this rumor, right, that the elites, they want to have. You know, look at Prometheus, right, the movie. Yes. You get a little bit of a hint of what they think that this is about. I believe it's kind of like one of those, they disseminate some of these occasionally and kind of a lot of symbolism in there. But obviously the big white bad men in the beginning there are obviously kind of like, you know, envisioned as some kind of semi-gods almost. But they also use technology, right? It's some kind of Nephilim-type creature that they're showing in the beginning there.
Yeah, it's creepy. It's creepy for sure. And it's, you know, who knows what's real anymore? I've seen enough weird stuff in the last few years to pretty much anything's on the table at this point. I'm waiting for the UFOs to come down.
So weird stuff. Anyway, I just threw that out there for you guys. Again, I spoke with Tim Murdoch about this in length in the second hour. So check out whiterabbitradio.net for more on that, by the way, too. But yeah, speculation. We'll follow up and see if there's anything that comes from this and try to find something on this person. At least maybe throw around the letters and see if we can get a different name or something like that. But all right. Fantastic. Hey, right at the end here, Rage, tell us where people can find you. You have a live stream yourself coming up, so I don't want to keep you for too long. So please give us the details here.
Thanks for having me, man. I love coming on here. You guys are the best. In an hour and 10 minutes or so. So 8:30 p.m. Eastern, be Ragecast 62, a bunch of other wild. I basically just lose my mind and drink beer and go crazy, you know, for a couple of hours. have some fun, you know, and, you know, make some fun of stuff. If you want to follow me over there, it's the same thing. DLive.tv/RagingHumanist. I have a Facebook page, same name. You can follow me on Parler. I'm banned forever from Twitter as a human being. I'm not to touch Twitter ever again. Jack Dorsey personally made sure I was never come back at JMAC674 on Twitter or Jesus Christ, Parler. I'm on fucking Parler, motherfucker. Parler and Instagram. And we'll be back at in an hour and 10 minutes time, and I'll be on for another 3 hours or four. And there's a Discord link there on my page if you want to get involved. And I do, you know, take some calls and stuff at the end. And, you know, it's fun. It's a good time.
Here we go. So here's you're hosting us right now. Thank you for that. Raging Humanist. I dumped the link in the chat too, both on DLive and on the Restream chat. So definitely make sure you follow Rage over there. It was great having you here. It's always a pleasure having you on. And again, thanks to Derek for showing up at least the first couple of minutes. I appreciate that.
Of course. Right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, you bet. Keep up the good work, Rage, and we'll have you back soon, okay? We'll talk more soon.
We'll try. All thanks a lot, guys. Cheers.
Right. Awesome. Thank you, man. Really appreciate it. All right, there we go, ladies and gentlemen. We'll wrap up here. I want to check if there's any remaining little DLive chats here. We'll do those, and then we'll wrap up. We're going to open the chest as well. And again, thank you for watching, everybody. Thank you for staying with us. Really appreciate that. Let me just check DLive real quick here, what we have in the chest, and I'll double that up or whatever we usually do. We have, about 500 in there. Let me dump in like 700 more lemons in there, so we have a little bit extra. Heads up on that, opening the chest for everyone over on DLive. Let me see if we've got some other DLive chats here. Mr. Wright says, say hello to Judas Trudeau from us when you get home. He says, okay. Nevada Hunter with a diamond, no message. Thank you for that. And I think Johnny Reb. We got that one. We got that from Johnny Reb too. All right, guys. Thank you so much again for joining us. Thank you for being here. Next up is Weekend Warrior. As usual, we do that on Sundays, redicemembers.com. Check out the members website, of course. We have all the details for you right there, redicemembers.com. Great way of supporting us as well. Followers here, the luckiest followers over on DLive. We have Karavaki number one, Mr. Wright number two, Star Pilot number three, Black Phillip number four, and Stickle number five. Thank you to you guys. Really appreciate it. Shout out to everybody joining us over there on DLive, of course, as usual. But yes, Weekend Warrior up next. And then we have, that's right. We have a 314. I'm going to try to get that up right after we post the Flashback Friday show as well. Of course, it goes up on BitChute, Library, up on the websites and stuff like that. But yes, we do have a 314 coming up regarding the COVID situation in Australia. So heads up on that. It's with the Emma Down Under 314 show, Lana's interview with that. So that's coming up. And otherwise, that's it. Thank you to everyone for joining us today. Really appreciate it. We'll have you guys, we'll be back rather with you guys soon. Take care, everybody. Much love. Keep your chin up. Keep fighting. And we'll see you soon.
Do you love Red Ice? Want more? Get access to exclusive material by signing up for a Red Ice membership. You'll be able to watch Weekend Warrior, our flagship show, the second hour of interviews, and other special feature videos only for subscribers. Were you a member and we lost you along the way? Renew! We love and appreciate you guys and gals and cannot do this without you. Help us be a sane voice, a lighthouse in the sea of insanity. As times get tougher, as people are searching for answers, they're going to need content like Red Ice. A little of all your support can go a long way. Thank you.